is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Well, the good news is if you use Gandhi Boulevard to go to the Gandhi Bridge to come over to St. Pete, you're in luck because that has been opened. The repair job, the repaving job, that has been finished. So green light, all clear. So West Shore and Gandhi, where the tanker flipped over, what was that? Tanker flipped over on
Tuesday?
I think Tuesday. I think you're right.
Jetstar.
Yeah, Jetstar fueled. Now, still confusion, and this is what I really need to know. Was it gasoline in there, or was it aviation fuel? Because I've heard two different reports. But Jetstar, the tanker that flipped over, I saw on their website or Facebook page that that's kind of their specialty, is the delivery of aviation fuel. Anyway, 8,000 gallons flipped over, and amazing. Hey, where's Fester?
Where is Fester?
Where is Fester?
Any idea? I just look. Fester's not here.
Is he stuck on the Gandhi? Oh, wait, it's open.
The Gandhi's open. Yeah, so again, breaking news on the MJ Morning Show. Yeah, if you're heading to St. Pete and you don't want to take the upper deck of the Leroy Selman, you can take the lower Gandhi because at West Shore, Gandhi is back open, going west right at the Circle K. I passed by at about 10:20 yesterday on the way to my physical, you know, my yearly physical.
Right, right. How did that go? Well, you going to tell us all about it?
I'll get into that later on. I'm glad you asked.
I don't think I want the
beat.
Are you going
to be around for a while?
Well, I'll discuss with you guys later on. I have no problem revealing some of the details from my physical, and my doctor recommended I do something, and believe it or not, I already did. So hold on, I'll explain it all coming up. But yesterday, about 10:20, I took the Gandhi over because my doc's in South Tampa, and it's just better to take that than the Howard. So I headed over, and then at 10:20, I passed by, and I actually, you know, it was a red light, and I was turning left first anyway at West Shore, and I was in the turn lane. I rolled video as I passed by, and I shot, I don't know, like a 20-second video of all the crews, just all the repair crews in there. And, you know, they had to dig up the asphalt because you spill, thousands of gallons of petroleum product, fuel, and it's just,
it's a mess.
It's a mess, and it tears up the asphalt. It's just, it's a bad reaction. So they had to strip the whole chunk of the area where the fuel leaked out of the tanker truck. So they had to get one of those scraper devices. I heard they took down 6 inches.
I heard they took down 8 inches.
I heard 10.
I heard 6 inches of,
Why does it like leak into the street?
Well,
and so it's going to be flammable forever?
No, it's not going to be flammable.
So a match hits it, it's just going to go up the whole street, like Back to the Future?
You mean?
Oh my God! Like a Spanky Spangler show.
No, it's not like the Froggy Ring of Fire. Do we have that jingle still? Is that still up here?
Oh, yeah.
The Froggy Ring of Fire. Oh, here it is.
Well, you're looking for it.
The frog is going right through that burning ring of fire. In a wobbly shopping cart that might just make his luck expire. Ride through that ring of fire.
Who made that? That was great.
That was Eric Chase.
Wow.
Oh, no. Was that Eric Chase?
I don't know. It was good, though.
That might have been Nick.
It was good.
I think Nick might
Daly, probably.
I think Nick Daly made that one. Both fantastic.
Sounded good.
Yeah. So, they scraped up, I heard 6 inches, because the aviation fuel or whatever the fuel was, it leaks into the pavement and it tears it up. It disintegrates it. It's just awful. So, you're going to have nothing but problems. So, they had to rip the whole thing up. Now, a text from a police officer I know who was down there, and he said that the road crews were talking that it could be $1 million in damage. But then I saw some reports this morning that it was a little over $100,000 in damage.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, a million and 100,000 would be a $900,000 difference. You are correct. Be a
good math.
Big difference there. Where the hell is Fester?
I was just going to tell you. He texted. He said he's going to be here in 5 minutes. That was 3 minutes ago.
So 3 minutes. It's going to be here 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not.
We're so good at math today.
I'm not going to call him. I'll just wait till he gets in the studio and find out.
You know what's funny is before you noticed he was here, you sniffed. You go, where's Fester?
No.
As if the sniff.
No. First of all, yes, I did sniff.
Good catch. But
no, hold on a minute.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to see if Froggy reeked of marijuana.
Excuse me. It's medication.
I'm sorry.
Secondly, I have a big issue, MJ.
What's that?
I think I've been attacked.
All right, hold on to that thought. Hang on, we got a lot coming up. Why is Fester late? I'm sniffing for Froggy, and Froggy says he's been attacked. Also, Froggy, I was waiting to see how long it was going to be before you sent this story to me. I've had this story for 2 days. So I think the marijuana is slowing you down, even though it's medicinal. All right, hold on. We're just getting rolling.
What are you talking about?
It's a jammed up Thursday. It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. We're back in minutes.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is 6:18. Welcome, folks. MJ here and Roxanne only in the studio. Still no sign of Fester. Hey, Froggy. Oh, here he is. Here he comes
rumbling through.
Yeah.
God. You can't make it to work on time, really.
All right.
What I miss.
Yeah, what I miss. Why are you running late today? What's the story?
You want the whole story?
Glad you asked.
Coop? You were wrong.
Oh,
God. Fester, come on. The one time you don't say it.
Was it, I'm glad you asked?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
So Coop said, hey, when Fester comes in and you ask him why he's running late, Fester's going to say, I'm glad you asked.
Because he always says it.
Yeah,
well, that gives him time to think of the excuse.
That's like your catchphrase, man. Like, you know, the whole Milton Fudge Cow thing. Oh, thank God you've answered. And don't laugh at that crap, man. It helped build my house. All right, so.
Well, isn't the point to laugh at it?
Helped build a house. It did build a house.
It did build a house. All right, so Fester, that's his catchphrase. You'll notice, folks, whenever something is up with Fester and I interrogate him, I grill Fester, he always says, I'm glad you asked. So this morning was, you just said, would you like to hear the whole story? Is that it?
I mean, it's a pretty long story.
Listen, I don't want a long story. Why don't you just compact it, compress it into just a quick little concise story. Why are you running late?
I am running late because there was an accident on Interstate 275 that blocked 2.5 lanes.
All right.
A big box truck.
Well, wait a second. I heard Pat say that there were no problems on the road.
Yeah.
Coop, go get Pat.
Yeah.
Go get Pat.
Yeah, I don't know about old Pat.
Oh, hold on. What time?
You don't know about old Pat. He just literally watches the traffic and then reports
That's
it.
All he does. I watch his cameras.
I want you to blow up on our traffic guy. I want you just to rip him. No, I'm kidding. All right, so wait a minute. What time was this?
I left the house at 5:30.
Okay.
So from
you left us at 5:30, you're just getting here at 6:20?
It was like a 10 to 15 minute delay on the interstate. Because what happens is they have to funnel all the traffic into one lane, and then all the looky-loos are there. I stopped and looked for at least 30 seconds.
So was it like an episode of Highway Through Hell? I love that show. Anybody watch Highway Through Hell?
No.
No, I watched Highway to Heaven.
No. You would know what Highway Through Hell is?
No, what is that crap?
Runs on the Weather Channel. It's like a Canadian produced show, and it's the Wreckers.
The Wreckers, yeah. I saw it on Netflix.
Yeah, so Highway Through Hell, man, God. I never thought I'd be like addicted to a show about tow trucks. but I love it. And they follow like all these different tow truck companies, right? They follow a whole series. It's up in it's up in like British Columbia, and there's like this road, and they have the announcer that talks like this. Winters are tough. What's going on?
All right, we have two confirmations.
What? Yeah.
Pat George did say that there is a crash between MLK and Hillsborough, southbound on 275.
Okay.
And we just got confirmation from TPD.
Oh, wow.
They just called?
Yeah. Yep, they just called.
Yeah.
So didn't want to go on the air, but he just called.
I was stuck in this. And you could say,
I'm not doubting Fester. I'm just saying I thought I heard Pat in the traffic report say that, it might have been it might have been the 548 traffic report that I heard. Where things were all clear.
If you want to talk about people who use verbal crutches, old Pat always uses, and all the bridges, no major problems, or all the bridges running clear.
But those are actual words that describe traffic
but
patterns.
But the same thing.
Well, what do you want him to say?
All the bridges,
hunky dory,
smooth as silk. I mean, it can be a little more creative describing no major problems. But
I wish Pat would come in here and kick your ass.
How about this? I want Pat to end all traffic reports when things are good, and all major bridges are running as smoothly as a $20 hooker.
I don't think that's
going to
go very
smooth. Who uses that expression?
I use it quite often. what do you think?
Hey, tell Pat that I want to use that coming up. All right, so should we go back to Fester's issue or Highway Through Hell?
I'm very interested in this Canadian program.
Yeah. All right, so what happened?
No, it looks like a big box truck.
And this was on 275 southbound at MLK?
Yeah, but north of MLK, kind of by Hillsborough. And I pulled up Tampa traffic map, MJ. You can see it's a pretty sizable blockage now.
Was the box truck flipped over?
Box truck. It looked like... The vehicle, I couldn't even tell what kind of vehicle it was, but it might have been like the size of a Toyota Camry.
Right.
And it turned it into a Toyota accordion.
That would be a Honda accordion. Yeah.
And there were no ambulances there. I don't know if ambulances might have left the scene. But
Wait a minute. So the box truck smashed into the passenger car?
Is
that what you're saying?
The 15-second of rubbernecking Fester investigation that I did while I was driving by and...
So how did you get by? Was it like one lane? They had to move you on the shoulder? How did you get by?
It was almost like one lane shoulder on the right side.
Right.
So usually I'm on the left side
So you picked up all kinds of glass and nails in your tire.
Yeah, probably. But it was a pretty severe accident as far as blocking traffic goes. And there was, 8 squad cars out there. The whole thing was lights. I didn't see any tow trucks on the scene, so maybe they were still getting there. Anyway, that held me up for like 15 minutes and kind of threw a whole wrench in my morning.
Gotcha. So on your DVRs, guys, I'm telling you, search for Highway Through Hell. Or, Froggy, you said it's on Netflix? I didn't know that.
Fester said it. I've never seen it.
I set my DVR. The new episodes, or the fresh episodes, they're on the Weather Channel. So, obviously, what does the Weather Channel do when it's just partly cloudy outside? And there's no,
they need content.
Clearly, when you have winter storms, they're going to obviously cover on the Weather Channel, some of the big northeast storms. Now there's a whole new line of blizzards moving through the country. So, I guess, hurricanes, the Weather Channel whips into effect. But, really, when it comes down to it, 99.2% of the year, it's just kind of... partly sunny with a high of 70, right? So,
it's kind of like Pat's traffic reports on the bridges. No major problems today.
So what does the Weather Channel do when they don't really have any weather to talk about? They run shows like Highway Through Hell. And, man.
The show that I'm thinking about on Netflix was called Heavy Rescue.
Oh, okay.
And it's based in Ontario.
Man, what's it with the Canadians? What is it with the Canucks of these tow trucks?
They've got a lot of highways, lot of land to cover up there.
They have those massive wreckers, like those 50-ton wreckers that are like chunks of metal on wheels with like 18 axles. And these tow trucks are like $500,000 to $1 million tow truck. I mean, these are massive. And folks, I'm telling you right now, I never thought that I would be glued to the TV, but they have all kinds. It seems like up in Canada on this highway through hell, through this certain valley, that tractor trailers jackknife like every hour on the hour. That's what it seems like.
That's actually how Canadians set their watch.
And most of it is, most of it is during, the winter months. you know, where it's snowy and icy. And, man, there are some nasty wrecks. And the crap that overturns. Like, I was watching over the weekend, and I was watching an episode where a whole tractor trailer, 53-foot tractor trailer, was loaded with boxes of frozen French fries. And the thing flipped over, ripped the whole thing. French fries were all over the road. And you know, with these tow companies, not only do they have to, like, free the wreckage, move blockage from the road, tow it, they also do the cleanup.
Yeah, they have to clean the street. And
they had to bring in a skid steer. You know, one of those.
They'll scrape up all the French fries?
Yeah, they had to scrape up the French. I mean, it was
the grease.
Do you know how many boxes of French fries you can get in a 53-foot tractor trailer?
Oh, my gosh.
My God, it
was tragic
insane.
As that would be if it happened in the United States, in Canada, all of those French fries were destined to become poutine.
Oh God, that's gross.
Poutine.
That poutine crap is nasty. All right, so Fester, that's an excused tardiness here on the MJ Morning Show. Let me sign your slip.
Yeah, thanks.
That was excused for you to be stuck in a little wreck on 275. You guys ready for some early morons in the news?
Yeah.
Yes. All right,
we'll get to early morons next. Froggy's got a mystery. Froggy wants to know if he's a target or something. Froggy's worried. You concerned you might be a victim? You might be a target?
I just got to get your opinion on this. I think I've been attacked.
All right,
I've been targeted.
Yeah, Froggy thinks he's been attacked, so we'll get into that coming up. There's even photographic evidence. But first, we'll do the early morons in the news next. MJ Morning Show, Q105. Don't move back in a minute.
We still got that problem southbound 275 between Hillsboro and MLK, where it had been blocking everything, but at least we got two lanes open. And then the accident in the Clearwater area, Gulf Boulevard, at the Bel Air Beach Causeway, right at the intersection. Bridges are looking as smooth as a $20 hooker. Keeping you updated, I'm Pat George.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, this is Q105. It is 6:38 on the MJ broadcast. Yeah, Froggy thinks that he's the victim of an attack. Froggy thinks that maybe someone's after him. He has some damage to his vehicle. Froggy, let's discuss what's going on here. And we'll bring this up again later on. And then we'll get into early morons in the news. And I'm pretty stoked about the pile today. Good stuff. All right, so when did you notice this?
Last evening.
So last night.
As I was taking out my basura.
Oh, the trash.
Yes.
Basura.
Very good. You got your lesson for today.
Basura.
Basura.
The trash.
The trash.
Okay. So you're taking out the trash and you pass your truck in the driveway. And then as you're walking back up, you're like, WTF?
Yes.
Really?
I was like, what's that? And then I think I said WTF.
Yeah, Froggy showed me a picture. Is that the right taillight?
Yeah.
Froggy's right taillight is like smashed out. Like he was driving through some little small Georgia town and got pulled over in a speed trap doing 27 and a 25. And then Froggy gave the guy some lip and said, hey, boy. Oh, look at this over here as well. I see your taillights busted out as he
just like that. Porky's.
As he takes a baton and smacks out your taillights.
That,
oh, that's another fine.
Oh, so, wow.
The light doesn't even work.
So Froggy's rear taillight doesn't work. Is it the whole thing? Is it the brake light and the
reverse light works, I find.
Okay, reverse light works well.
Because it's on the very, very bottom. But the rest of it doesn't work, and that's an issue for me.
So how the hell did this happen?
That's the mystery. Because
let me see this.
There's no other dents around.
Are there any scrapes of different paint color?
No, I don't think so.
That is nuts. So Froggy's got a Nissan pickup truck, and it's the upper. It's really like halfway up, and the top part, the plastic red lens is totally smashed out. I mean, it is missing.
And it was a good hit because they took out the bulbs, which were in there, too.
My God, the bulb is missing. Did they Did they need a bulb? They just smashed out your head.
No, they left the bulbs because the bulb's broken, and I just put it in the back of my pickup.
Oh, so the bulb broke and fell out of the socket.
But breaking one and getting another bulb's a good idea. I could do that now.
Oh, my. No, you need a whole new taillight. Dude, you can't just fix this. You have to get an entire... What year is your truck?
I don't know. Like 2015 or something?
I knew he wouldn't know.
14?
I knew Froggy's like...
17?
Froggy has no idea about vehicles. So, I mean, I know...
I'm not a big car guy.
It's silver. That's all he knows.
Froggy has... A roughly 2014 or 2015 Nissan pickup truck.
Like 7 years old or something. It's nothing to write home about.
Dude, you're going to need a whole new right taillight assembly. You need to replace...
So can I get that at like O'Reilly's maybe?
O'Reilly's.
Can I just go in there and get a taillight replacement system?
Yeah, you can.
But he's making it sound like it's going to be all expensive.
Well, dude, it's going to be expensive. Dude. It's a pretty big piece.
How expensive?
Hey, Fester.
Yeah.
Go to Google. Let's do the Googleation here with a 20-to-1 stock split. Go to the Googles, all right? All right. Froggy, so you think it's a 20, let's just go 2015 Nissan. Is that a Frontier or what is that?
Frontier.
What is that? What's the name of your pickup truck?
Titan.
Please. I'm sorry.
I'm going to drive a little Frontier. It's a toy truck.
All right. So, Nissan Titan rear taillight, and then 2015 rear taillight assembly.
All right. Looks like it. It's not as much as
I want. Whoa. There's one for $30?
Oh, see?
How the hell could that be?
That's no problem.
Oh, wait a second. There's one on Amazon. You can, like, Amazon Prime.
Wow. That's easy.
I get all my auto parts from Amazon.
Oh, that's it. That is it.
You see it?
Yeah. So I'm looking at the picture, and Fester, zoom out.
There's other.
Yeah, there right go. There. Yeah, that's it. Let me see the other angle. Let me see the right side.
How expensive?
All right. Oh, Kim just texted you. Kim, because I'm holding Froggy's phone.
And she was texting me about the traffic report.
Kim just texted Froggy that it was the year that Luke was born. So what year was Luke born?
2004.
your youngest son.
2015.
Okay, so you have a 2015 Nissan Titan.
Or 14.
And it's the passenger side rear right taillight, which is smashed out. But you don't know who smashed out your taillight, and you're worried that you're being targeted?
It looks like a bat job. And I know...
It looks like a bat
job. The first thing that came to my mind was maybe it was a neighbor, but... Remember the beef I had with my neighbor? We've made up recently.
Well, again, that's the first thing is who did you piss off? Or did you have an altercation in a parking lot? Did you have some issue? Did you have a fight with a driver over a parking spot in like a supermarket parking lot, Target, Walmart? Did you go anywhere where you had some issue on the road? Somebody followed you. You parked your car and then they bashed out your taillight? I mean, think about this. It would have been yesterday because you just noticed it.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Wait just 1 minute. You know the Publix over here? The Publix?
The one on 9th?
Yeah. I went there yesterday. Oh, my God.
All right, so what happened?
I went to the, and I parked. I had to go to the ATM, and I parked right in front of it. And you're not supposed to. And a guy drove by, and he goes, "No parking, bleephole! No parking, bleephole!" Just screaming at me. And I ignored him. And then... I started to follow. It was a stupid thing I did. I followed him. I found him in his car. I have a video. I got to get the video. Where's my phone?
Give me my phone.
Yeah,
I have your phone.
I have a video of the guy.
Hold on.
I got an altercation yesterday.
You did? But wait a minute.
Did he smash your car?
Yeah, so was your car?
I went into Publix. Oh. Maybe because I went into Publix to get some Celsius's.
And just.
You went into Publix.
And he might have.
Are you the one that turned my daughter on to Celsius?
No, she told me about Celsius.
Oh, she told you about Celsius. All right.
Where's that video? I got to find it. I think I got the culprit on video. Because he was coming at me. He goes, "Come on, let's talk about it." He was trying to get me out of my truck.
That definitely is who messed up your truck.
That's it. So then you park your truck and you go into Publix? The guy clearly smashed out your taillight while you were in Publix.
Hold the phone, Froggy. You have a bigger altercation than most people have in years.
How often do you
a shouting match with somebody in a parking lot where they want you to get out of your car and fight?
where's that video?
And then you got a broken taillight and you can't put all this together?
I've got a
pry. I didn't even know that. It didn't even hit me.
I got a pry. I've got to be Mr. Detective over here to put your life together.
Retrace our steps.
Did you see how shocked he was?
This is unreal.
I had an altercation yesterday. I go years without altercations.
You?
Okay, that's not a good example.
You and I have altercations daily.
I'm going to swab the rear taillight area for DNA.
Wait a minute. I got to
I'm going to get the UV light out. Why would you have video of this? You took video of the guy yelling at you?
Because I waited for him. And he went in to get us because he was like harassing me. So when I came back out, I saw his car and I started to follow him a little bit. And then he went into there's a sandwich shop or something there. And I waited for him to come back out.
What are you doing?
I got his license plate.
Well, now you have his license plate, so you can follow up and see if he's the one who did this.
You can't just run license plates, Roxanne. You have to have a law of enforcement authority do that kind of stuff.
But where I waited for him, and then he was like, come on. And then I just drove away, because I didn't know if the guy had a gun or something.
So, wait a minute. He smashed your light then.
No, I don't know if he did.
Dude, that's the only explanation. So, your truck was unattended. I'm trying to figure out. You went into Publix?
Yes, I went into Publix later. And he must have followed me into Publix.
Okay, hold on. You know, you can go to Publix and probably ask for the security film if you
think. It didn't happen in front of a Publix, though.
I thought you said the guy yelled at you at the ATM.
He did, but then wait a minute.
This is taking an awfully long time for a video you shot yesterday.
Are you confused?
Here's the thing. I parked at the ATM.
Yes.
And then I got out. And that's when he yelled at me.
He yelled at you at the ATM.
Then I went into Publix.
To get the Celsius drinks. All right.
I came back out and he was pulling. He was still driving around the parking lot. So I go, I'm just going to get this guy's license. I'm going to follow him a little bit. So I got his license plate number. And then he stopped in front of a sandwich shop and I parked right behind his car. And I got his license plate.
Why would you?
And I waited for him to come back out. And he came out and he was pissed. And he goes, come on, let's talk about it. And then I drove away. So whatever that sandwich shop is, maybe they have video. I'm going to get you, son of a bitch.
So where did he smash your taillight?
I don't know.
That's the most plausible thing is that
if he followed me? Or if he did it before?
I think he did it before.
When I was in the
shop.
Publix meeting.
Yes.
The only time he had access to your vehicle while you weren't there
was when you went to Publix.
Right. So I'm telling you, it happened in the Publix parking lot.
That's where it must have happened.
They have security footage.
But then after you came out from Publix, you didn't notice that your taillight was broken?
Why am I going to look at my taillight?
Yeah, he wouldn't walk around that side.
That's probably what happened. That's crazy. Anyway, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, early morons of the news. It's Froggy.
Crack the case.
This is so annoying.
All right. Do I have time to get into moron story? Yeah, I think so. I think I've got time. And what I'll do is I really have a really good chunk of early morons in the news, so we'll push this to the next chunk of MJ. This could be the funniest story of the day. This could be the funniest moron of the day. Cops in Nashville are looking for a burglar who's wearing a dinosaur onesie.
Aw.
There is literally a photo of a burglar that's wearing an adult-sized dinosaur onesie. Now, you've seen the little kitty dinosaur onesies, right?
Oh, no. These adult ones are a thing.
A thing in what regard?
Is that the whole furry thing?
No. I've been to Walmart where I haven't seen the dinosaur, but I've seen the lizard.
So is it the new iteration of the Slanket? Remember that blanket? Remember that thing?
Yes.
The Snuggie, you mean?
Was it the Snuggie? Okay, the Snuggie, Slanket, whatever. So listen to this. Metro Police in Nashville are working to identify a man who broke into a vehicle, burglarized the home, and the guy's wearing a blue dinosaur onesie outfit. Cops say that he broke into a vehicle overnight on Sunday, then burglarized the home, and he's wearing a blue and yellow dinosaur onesie. A woman was walking her dog Sunday morning when she noticed the garage door and other doors of a home were open. The woman then called police as the residents of the home were out of town. She knew this, but everything was open. Officers later were made aware of a vehicle break-in. The suspect's described as a young man about 6 feet tall, and he's wearing a dinosaur onesie.
Here you go.
Is it a Triceratops? Is it a what different kinds of dinosaurs?
It's a T-Rex with the little T-Rex. With the little alligator arms going on. Yeah.
Okay, so here's a website called onesiebuy.com.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. And it has almost every animal you could think of in adult sizes. From here's skeletons to here's the shark from the old Katy Perry halftime show. There's every member of Winnie the Pooh.
Give me a break.
Yeah, this is a thing.
All right. I'll tell you what, folks, hold on, because the really, really good chunk of morons in the news is coming up next. Yeah, I had to sleuth out Froggy's little problem here. I thought that taillight was going to be a lot more expensive.
Oh, I'm a little relieved now.
I guess it's not. Like $35.
You know what? Let me borrow $40.
You can have
bucks.
An Amazon Prime delivery.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, it is 7 o'clock exactly. By the way, Fester, I have a follow-up text from my buddy from TPD, and he thought at first it was a wrong-way driver. All right, folks, hang on. Early morons in the news, the bulk of the stuff in a second. We had to deal with Froggy's little smashed taillight thing, which, by the way, I'm amazed that the entire rear taillight assembly for your 2015 Nissan Titan is only like $30. How is that?
Okay, it doesn't include bulbs.
It's not an expensive truck.
Well, the bulbs are the expensive part.
But still, I know that I've had some issues on some of the cars that I've had, and it's like $300, $400.
Well, yeah. Your cars are expensive as hell.
That's a good point. He's driving a Nissan Titan.
I mean, come on.
I'm amazed. Yeah, Froggy's rear taillight is all bashed out after Froggy apparently got into an altercation with a guy in a Publix parking lot. And then Froggy goes inside, and the guy must have smashed his taillight out while Froggy was parked. And then Froggy didn't notice it until last night when he was taking the trash down to the curb and coming back. And he's like, oh, my God, my taillight's all bashed out. And the only place it could have happened must have been when you got yelled at by a guy and you had words with a guy in a Publix parking lot.
All right, here's how you know it was a guy, Froggy. Not only did he smash the plastic, he took the light bulb out.
He reached in and pulled
the little halogen bulb
out. Wait a minute. Is the light bulb broken, though?
Yes, they're broken.
No, the light bulb.
I told you, it's in the bed of my truck.
No, the light bulbs,
I can go get it and bring it in if you want.
Listen, you have the picture. Hey, did you give Coop the picture?
Oh, no, I should send it.
Yeah, send Coop the picture. We'll put the picture of Froggy smashed out the taillight up on our website. Before I get to morons, chunk number two here, Fester. Fester was late this morning. So yes. For those that are just tuning in, we came on the air an hour ago, and no Fester. Fester did not show up until our second segment about, 18 minutes, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. And then Fester said there was an accident on 275 southbound. It was near, MLK and Hillsborough or somewhere that. And Fester said that there was a smashed up car. He said it looked like a Honda Accordion.
Oh, no. It looked like a Toyota Camry, and they turned it into a Honda Accordion.
But I got another text from my buddy, and it turns out that a guy that I know, a TPD officer, was the first on the scene. And he's the one that actually blocked 275 and moved people off to, I guess, the shoulder. So you could have waved to my buddy, Officer Dave over there. But he said that at first the car was facing the wrong way, and the headlights were shining down 275 as he was driving.
That's true, because he got spun around,
and
apparently.
Mm-hmm. He thought at first it was a wrong-way driver. And remember, we have that tragedy with a fallen Tampa officer, a year ago already?
Officer Madsen.
Right, where he tried to stop a wrong-way driver on 275, not far from that exact location.
Yeah, on the other side.
So here's Officer Dave, my buddy, and he thought the headlights coming at him were wrong way driver. No, it was the car in the accident with the truck that had spun around, and the headlights were facing oncoming traffic.
You know what? For the crazy thing is, MJ, for a second, I thought the same thing, and then I was like, no, wait, that's not right, because the headlights would have been smashed if they would have been the point of impact.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a, it's still a big blockage. I'm looking at the Tampa traffic map coming southbound on 275. You got a pretty sizable delay, and it's not going to clear up till after MLK.
Yeah. And Fester, you were in this an hour ago.
Yeah.
That's why you were late to work. So, hey, this sound. That is a live microphone right now on the Howard Franklin Bridge. That's what it feels like some days.
That's no joke.
You know, I'm doing 75 and cars are passing me doing 85, 90, 100.
That's why I go 10 below always.
I go to 5 below for all of my home needs, by the way.
Dude, 5 below is a good store.
I have never been in there in my life.
Oh my God, I can't go buy a 5 below and not go in. That's awesome.
I have never been. What is in 5 below?
Okay, so 5 below. It's like the dollar store for rich people.
That's the dollar store. So it's $5 range versus
yes
versus a dollar or now $1.25.
So it's everything. It used to be where everything was $5 or less. Right. They had $4, and now they have things that are over $5, but they're really nice things.
I have never been in a 5 below store.
Oh,
so,
you'd love it.
All right, maybe I'll have to. Go into one.
Please buy one.
All right, so the sound effect, obviously, the NASCAR sound effects. This is crazy, man. This is why I do morons in the news. Out of Vegas, a guy was accused of intentionally driving the wrong way, speaking of wrong way drivers, on Las Vegas's 215 Beltway. Guess what excuse they gave the judge for why he was driving the wrong way on an interstate in Vegas.
He was lost a gambling bet.
I mean, in Las Vegas, that makes sense.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
No. Right. No.
If you lose his hand to blackjack, you have to drive the wrong way on the interstate.
All right. This guy driving the wrong way told the judge that the ghost of NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt told him to do it.
Dale,
well, that's a... What? Good reason.
Number three, Tony. Number three.
Dude, the ghost of Dale Earnhardt Sr. is alive, well, and active.
Is that the craziest thing you ever heard? Guy tells the judge, yeah, I was going the wrong way on the 215 Beltway in Vegas because the ghost of Dale Earnhardt told me to. I mean, don't you just like... Don't you Baker Act this guy or whatever they call it out in Nevada when you commit somebody?
No. You make him the Grand Marshal of the Las Vegas 500. You make him wave the checkered flag.
Wait, I'll wave it when Dale tells me to.
Wait, why not have the ghost Dale wave the flag?
My ghost.
Oh, he can't hold the flag. Right. It'll fall right through him.
He could wear it.
I love it. The guy's first three letters in his name are ass. Daniel Assef. So... SF.
Wow.
The guy's name
is... How about childhood? SF?
The guy's name is ASSEFF. Man, that could be worse than Schnitt. So
that's bad.
Daniel SF. What about FS? I mean, what?
God.
51 years old, faces charges of attempted murder, driving under the influence and battery with a deadly weapon after vehicle crashes reported January 28th. Certain roads, Fort Apache Road near Sahara Avenue, out in Vegas. In a court hearing Tuesday, SF told Judge Ann Zimmerman that Earnhardt's ghost told him to drive the wrong way on the freeway in order to get the mayor's attention and bring NASCAR back to Las Vegas.
I told you the Las Vegas Speedway.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? So, Zimmerman noted that SF reportedly had heroin and methamphetamine in his system at the time of the crash.
Come on, SF.
Well, that's how he's channeling Dale.
Yeah, through his meth?
Dale.
God.
SF misses you.
Clearly, this guy was, you know, strung out and hallucinating.
How does NASCAR not bail this guy out?
Come on, dude. Driving the wrong way, causing crashes?
Dude, and, keeping the legacy of the Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt, alive and well in Vegas?
Number three.
The judge set bail at $500,000. Now, there we go. Now, that's a judge. you know, with all these lenient judges that you hear, like in California and New York, and they're letting felons go, and they're not holding them, or no bail or low bail. It's ridiculous. It's great to see a judge slap a $500,000 bond on this guy.
Oh, I see why right here.
Must be an IndyCar fan.
Yeah, the judge is a big fan of Jeff Gordon.
The judge ordered SF.
Mr. SF.
Yeah, to stop driving and also alcohol monitoring. And don't drive, called him a danger to the community. My God.
We're going to have you pull into the pits here, Mr. Asif.
How dare this guy besmirch the name of Dale Earnhardt, who died at the age of 49 years old in the final lap of the 2001.
Because he has such a naturally besmirched name. Have you noticed that
Daytona 500, by the way?
Have you noticed
yes.
that these morons in the news, there have been so many lately that have ass-effed up names. Like they're all horrible names. And I think there's a pattern. If your parents give you a bad name, first or last, you're on a bad path.
You think you're predisposed? If you have a bad name, you're predisposed to what? Commit crime?
It seems that way lately.
Roxanne, what the Asif are you talking about?
Well, Mr. Asif, for example.
I've had this story for a couple of days and I just didn't get around to it, but it's good. It's a Florida story. You saw the ramen noodle attack, right?
Sounds delicious. Yeah.
I'd love to be a victim of a ramen noodle attack.
I know you would.
That sounds kinky.
So, with the soft boiled egg on top and the whole shebang and the char siu, the pork slices, and maybe some baby bok choy, right?
I bought some bok choy. I put it in my ramen. I bought it at the Asian market. It's great.
Of course, this is a Florida man story. Of course it is. Behind bars, allegedly battered a female victim with hot ramen noodles. Yeah, responding Friday morning to a domestic disturbance at a Fort Pierce residence. Folks, I lived in Fort Pierce for 3 months. That was way too long. Yeah, I worked for a radio station that they had these studios in Fort Pierce. And I worked there for 3 months until they moved into the new studios, which they moved like 60 miles south to West Palm Beach.
Yeah. Try working in Maitland or Orlando.
Yeah, Fort Pierce, man. I don't know. When I was there in 1992, that was a dump.
How depressed were you when you got there?
I was like on Avenue K. It was like an old radio station building. It was WOVV. It was 95.5. It's now Wild 95.5 over in the Palm Beaches. But it was WOVV 95.5. And they had a little AM station, but it was this old, like, typical, like, radio station-looking building. And I drive in, and there were hookers and crack dealers on the street.
It
was right there.
Yeah.
It was like Avenue L, Avenue K, Avenue B in Fort Pierce. And
lovely.
Man, it was, I rushed to get my Florida concealed permit as quickly as I could. And I did, actually, in 1992. So.
His motivation.
Yeah. So, Fort Pierce, domestic disturbance. A deputy showed up. They spoke to the woman who said she was struck with noodles thrown by Brandon Smith, 21, following a dispute. This is where it gets even better. Over allowing Smith's dog onto a bed. So I'm guessing that the guy, Brandon Smith, wanted his dog in the bed with the girlfriend, and she didn't want the dog in the bed. So after Smith hit her with the noodles, the woman alleged that he struck her on the back with the hot pot.
Oh, come on, man.
When questioned by cops, Smith said that he woke up, began making a pot of ramen noodles. The victim, he claimed, was chasing the dog around when she fell on top of the ramen noodles on the stove. My God.
Dumb and Dumber.
Sounds like a Froggy story.
I mean, I've never thought of having ramen for breakfast. Just wake up and...
That's what I was thinking, like, who whips that up?
What do you want for breakfast, honey? Eggs, bacon, grits, cereal? No. Make me some hot noodles right
Hey,
now. All you can find in your house, maybe?
You know classrooms? You know where the teacher can be on their laptop, and the laptop is connected, or the school teacher computer is connected to the projector?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all kinds of stuff can happen.
Well, guess what it did.
Oh, boy.
So my kids in school, they always had classes that had the overhead projector up in the ceiling, and they could project on a screen where the teacher could be on a computer and project whatever was on the computer screen.
Must be nice.
What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong, folks? Well, I'll tell you. The classroom, they say, was a buzz.
Oh, God.
A substitute teacher on Long Island was apparently on the desktop teacher computer while her screen was being projected onto the big screen for all the students to see. The teacher was browsing sex toys during this class out in Valley Stream, New York, Valley Stream High School.
I think that's probably on a scale of 1 to 10, shouldn't be doing that, but there are worse things she could be doing.
I mean, yeah, that's like a 3.
What was the name of it?
Name of what?
A sex what?
She was looking for, like, devices.
Dude, she was on a website.
She was on a sex store.
Dude, okay. She was on a website, and she was searching sex toys, and she thought she was the only one that could see it on the computer screen in front of her.
Yeah.
But it was being projected onto the wall for all the students of the class to see.
All right, well, at least it wasn't porn.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a lot worse. This is really not the biggest offense
you could have tubing it.
And by the way, there was video of this. Hey,
Coop, I think...
Coop, was there any audio? Did you get any audio of this?
Yeah, this is audio from the, I guess one of the students started recording.
Right. Oh my God. And wasn't it like, they're laughing at it, right?
Yeah, they're like chuckling. They're high school kids.
Okay. The big thing here is what kind of sex toy was she looking for? That's going to determine how crazy this story is.
What?
Roxanne? A kangaroo? All
right, let's find out if Roxanne can put it on her spectrum of kinkiness.
How does that have anything to do with it?
All right. So the video was shot from a student's desk. And students can be heard laughing. One says, oh, my God. So, it's hysterical. Valley Stream Central High School, a district spokesman said yesterday that following the incident, the substitute teacher had been removed from the district's roster and would no longer be teaching at any district schools. I'm dismayed by the action taken by this substitute teacher, but can assure you all that I and the district have taken this matter very seriously. Action has been taken. Yeah, the principal, Maureen Henry, wrote in an email sent to parents and members of the school community that the situation has been taken care of. So roll the audio here, and you can see on the video what the teacher was looking at. All right, roll the audio. You got it?
Nah, bro.
All right, so today's February 1st.
Why am I?
You've heard of a man named Garrett Morgan.
What the f***?
In elementary school education, Garrett Morgan blazed a trail for African-American students to his products. Morgan Light Kick, the tactically successful...
So the teacher... There's some kind of audio from some kind of video lecture running, but the screen that was being projected was from her computer as the teacher is browsing these sex toys. And they are... Fester, can you bring the video up for Roxanne?
I'm going to need to see the video.
I'm looking for the
Fester,
video.
Fester, just stop.
Skip ahead right there.
Just stop. No, just stop. First of all.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. You got it?
Yeah, skip ahead.
All right, here we go. So look at the screen. Does that answer your question? Hang on.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, hold on. The first one. Look at this. Hey, let me freeze this. Roxanne, you want to describe what the first one is? Hold on a minute. Here we go. And I'm going to freeze it right here. What do you think that is?
It is
a male-shaped appendage.
That looks... Well, go back to the other one. The other one looked a little less offensive.
Like, that's less offensive? That's the double thing? Really? That's less offensive?
That thing looks...
But it looks like... It doesn't like look like... It doesn't look like a phallic symbol. Like, I think the
first one was...
The first one looks like it could be like, maybe it's a massage toy or something. Maybe it's for your back. Maybe it's for your neck or something.
Oh, look, these are stockings, blindfolds, and a whip.
Now, there are like 3 different images that come up on the screen. But, the sub has been removed, and I guess...
What does the sub look like?
We don't know.
they glance over to the sub, and... The sub is a troll. Look, there's the sub right there.
Wait, hold on.
There's a substitute teacher with the mask on and right. a little...
Oh, is that a male or a female?
I can't tell.
Well, yes, you can tell based on the sex toys that they were
buying.
No,
because he could be getting it for his girlfriend.
That is very gender insensitive, Roxanne. Yeah.
Kind of haircut, male, female?
I don't know if it's a male or a female, but the teacher is no longer going to be substitute teaching in the Valley Stream Central School District out on Long Island.
They should make this person vice principal.
She's got a cool haircut. She looks like a...
Or he. I can't tell. I don't know.
And look at her screen. She's not even trying to hide it. It's like the kids could peek over and look at her screen.
No, because on an angle, you can't see it. It was that computer, that teacher desktop was connected to the overhead, and that was being projected onto the screen for the whole class to see. So, you know, we've had these stories in the past. Remember, we had, this is a story a while ago, where a teacher was watching actual porn in class.
Yeah, and then
oh my God, there's more still photos of it. Other kids took pictures.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. Those are some type of a...
don't say it.
It's some kind of a plug.
Yeah. It's some kind.
It's some kind of a...
Plug it in.
Apparently so. My God.
Those aren't Glades.
Oh, my God.
She is a freak.
For variety.
So, there we go, ladies and gentlemen.
She's all over the place.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's early morons of the news on the MJ Morning Show.
What is that, a Rambone?
Here on Q105.
Wall mounted?
Hey, Fester, Froggy. Oh, I'm sorry, not Froggy.
What?
Fester and Coop.
Oh.
I tried.
Oh, shut. You did?
No, you didn't.
I tried.
Oh, wasn't it great?
You guys know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm directing this to Fester and Coop, and guys, I tried. I will tell you exactly what my thoughts are. And folks, if you want to know what I'm talking about, that Coop and Fester immediately knew.
What?
Yeah, Froggy doesn't even know. Hold on. I'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show. Oh, also, coming up, do not tick off the checkout person at the supermarket. Do you know what they do? If you tick off the worker at the supermarket at the checkout lane, they could do this to you if you piss them off. All right, that and a whole lot more coming up on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is 7:30 exactly, and the long chunk of MJ starts right now. And we're pretty packed here. All right, first of all, Coop and Froggy and Roxanne and Fester, of all four of you guys, there are two of you whom apparently are addicted to this. And I stumbled upon it last night, and I guess it turns out that this was the new season premiere of Celebrity Big Brother. So I was just sitting in the living room, just doing some prep.
Laptop. Oh, I forgot. I know.
Laptop in my lap, and I'm going through the channels, and I'm like, whoa, it's Celebrity Big Brother. And it had just come on. And then I hit the little info thing on my TiVo, and it said season premiere, season whatever.
Big Brother!
And I'm like, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to watch this thing. I'm going to give it a shot. Now, I had seen some of the old Big Brothers when they first came on the air years and years ago. And, I, you know, it was never kind of my thing.
Oh, so good.
But Fester and Coop are obsessed. Fester and our producer, Coop, they even have a podcast. They have a weekly podcast about Celebrity Big Brother.
New episodes every Monday and Friday, by the way.
Starting again?
And by the way, average downloads?
7.
About.
Okay, dude,
killing it.
You guys are so off on our downloads. We broke into the 20s multiple times last year.
Talk about a niche. Talk about one show on TV.
So I decided, you know what?
It's good.
I know that Coop and Fester are obsessed with Celebrity Big Brother. They have a podcast. That's all they talk about. And you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. So last night, was it 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock on CBS.
On CBS. 8 o'clock, I say, you know what? I'm going to watch this thing. Guys, I gave it 37 minutes and 30 seconds.
And what'd you think?
You couldn't even sit through the whole thing?
No, I couldn't.
Dude,
that
was so unfair.
Guys, it was terrible.
It was the introduction show.
I have no...
You can't watch the introduction show.
Why?
Because that's just when they talk about each character.
Hold on. You can't base the whole show on the... 37... Was everybody even in the house after 37 minutes?
Professor, how old are you?
40-something. 46? 46? 47? 47.
How old are you?
74. So what is that? Take Roxanne's age and add 10. And that's what
48.
I
am. 48.
Yeah.
You'll be 48 this year.
Yes.
All right. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So I tried to watch it, and Fester's, 48-year-old, and you're obsessed with this show?
This is a good show.
What does that matter about his age?
Yeah.
People
Big Brother's
love
for
that.
All ages.
Come on.
Fester, childish.
You can't possibly be in the demographic for Big Brother on CBS.
There's people who grew up, like Coop, grew up with the show.
Yeah. MJ, this is a great show. Big Brother is the best reality show. It's better than Survivor.
It's real.
It's better than Amazing
First
Race.
Of all, the celebrities... There are a couple that are somewhat interesting, and the rest just blow.
What do you mean? What was that?
Go over the list of celebrities.
Sorry, I'm just really offended.
So, in alphabetical order.
Right.
Okay, Carson Kressley.
Who the hell is that?
What? Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Yeah, seriously.
I never saw, I'm aware what? Of it, but I never saw Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. What is it called?
The original incarnation of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was like in 2005.
Okay.
But he has been like a celebrity kind of, he's like a celebrity for no reason.
All right, little over
celebrity?
He's on E.
Little over the top for me.
Yeah, all right, I love him.
All right, next.
Chris Kattan.
All right,
Chris Kattan.
You know
good.
Him.
Yeah, of course. Chris Kattan was on Saturday Night Live. He did the, what was
the
that?
The goat.
Little,
he was a goat.
That little monkey thing he did.
The monkey. He did the goat. That was Jim Brewer.
He did. Yeah.
No, the goat was Jim Brewer. Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. Yes.
Right, so,
wrong animal.
What was the, Mango.
He did
Mango, that little monkey thing.
Didn't he eat paper?
Yeah,
also goats eat paper. That's why I thought that.
So here's the deal. Also, Chris Kattan was with Will Ferrell.
Night at the Roxbury.
Will Ferrell in Night at the Roxbury.
Right.
Now, what is going on with Chris Kattan? When I saw him on TV last night, I quickly Googled his age. I thought he was like 67 years old with really bad face crippling plastic surgery.
How did he look?
He's only 51 years old, but his jaw and his mouth moves like Jigsaw in that horror movie. I mean, what's going on
really?
With him?
He's also really short.
It's like he's shrunk.
But he's got a back hump, but then he's got a front hump too. I don't know.
Is he morphing?
I don't know what's going on with Chris Kattan, but it looked like he was like disfigured in some kind of a.
Is that Misha Tate?
We'll get into it. Yes, that's Misha Tate.
Sorry,
Froggy, calm down.
I'm a big fan of hers.
But did you see like his? His jaw moves, but his face does. It's just weird.
And he was talking like this.
He sounded like Beavis and Butthead. I mean, what is that?
Hey, Chris Kattan.
Okay. He looked like a troll. Like a Lord of the Rings.
Is he turning into Mango?
I don't know, but I thought he was Billy Goats Gruff or something.
You're going to feel bad when I tell you this, but he was in an... He broke his neck and injured his spinal cord during an episode of SNL back in 2001.
That's
so
right.
Maybe it's starting to
shape
his
he
body
broke
now.
His neck on an episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I got to move quickly here. So, and then the guy from NSYNC.
Who amazingly looks like a troll as well. I was like, you were in sync, dude. So, look at you now.
Celebrity Big Brother got the least significant guy from NSYNC.
Nobody knew who he was.
They get So nobody knew Celebrity Big Brother gets the guy from NSYNC that nobody remembers or knows.
Who are you?
That,
Chris Kirkpatrick.
That's who's on. All right, so next, I have no idea who Cynthia Bailey is.
She's from Housewives of Atlanta.
Housewives. So obviously, I know who Lamar Odom is, a basketball player.
With the Kardashian.
Well, married to which Kardashian?
Khloe.
Okay, and then, of course, he had, like, a drug problem. He had numerous meltdowns, so Lamar Odom is on. Now, who the hell is Miesha Tate?
She's a UFC fighter. Yeah. She'll kill anybody in that house.
Froggy, who's Miesha Tate?
She is a UFC fighter that is super attractive, so
she's
I think.
She's a female UFC fighter.
And spoiler alert, she's this week's head of household.
Oh, okay.
She won the HOH.
She'll tie you up, boy.
Then you have Mirai Nagasu.
So every year when they do Celebrity Big Brother, they try to throw in a couple of Olympians.
She's an ice skater. She was a figure skater. Yeah. I guess she brought home the bronze at like the last Winter Olympics.
Is that Shayna?
Yeah, Shanna Mokler. And man,
Travis Barker's ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay.
So Mokler's on the show, and she just looks like she's had way too much plastic surgery.
Yeah. Of course.
It is out of control. It's like, you know, the deal with plastic surgery is if you have surgery, you don't want to make it look like you've had plastic surgery. And it's like she went out of the way to make it look like her face and everything. All right. So next is, who the heck is Teddy? Oh,
I love
John's daughter.
I love her.
It is. Yeah. So Teddy Mellencamp. I saw the intro. So Teddy Mellencamp is on Celebrity Big Brother, and it's John Mellencamp's daughter. And she was also on one of the Housewives.
The Housewives of L.A.
Beverly Hills.
All right. Of course, I know who this is. Todd Bridges. What you talking about, Willis? From Different Strokes.
Nice. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
So Todd Bridges is on Celebrity Big Brother. And his deal was, I remember that when I was in Los Angeles back in the early 90s, he was like found in a crack house and somebody got shot. I mean, it was crazy. All right, so
it's
Bridges,
gonna be an unstable group.
Yeah, and who's Todrick Hall? I have no idea who that is.
Todrick Hall is big on the drag queen scene, and does some Broadway work.
Is that
good-looking guy?
He's a beautiful man.
Is that it? So total,
that's 11.
11 on Celebrity Big Brother season, whatever it is.
Oh, I'm watching it tonight. I recorded it.
Yeah, it's so good.
All right. I watched 37 minutes, guys, and I said, I can't watch this crap anymore. I had no interest.
You give it another shot tonight. It's on tonight at 9:00.
Why would I want to give it another shot?
The introduction episode is not fair because it's a little drawn out. You have to learn their backstories if you don't know them.
All right.
But now you're with a negative disposition.
But now you're going to get invested into these characters. I already have a couple of favorites.
I am not going to get it. I'll tell you
who's
right
your favorite
now.
Fester?
I am not going to get invested into these characters because I'm not watching another episode.
I'll tell you right now.
I gave it a chance. Listen, seriously.
All the crap you watch, you can't watch a good show?
Yeah, I'd rather watch the tow truck show on the Weather Channel. That's my favorite show on TV now.
If they did a show called Celebrity Tow Truck, I would watch that.
I would rather just watch tow trucks.
So, come on. The Todd Bridges, I think, is my favorite out of the gate. And Todd and Carson are my two favorites right now.
Guys, I said, you know what? I'm not going to be MJ selfish here. I'm going to, for Coop and for Fester, I'm going to try to watch this Celebrity Big Brother because I know how much you guys are into it. I mean, unnaturally so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thought I'd give it a shot, and I'm done.
Listen, you don't have to watch because we drop new episodes of Expect the Expected podcast every Monday and Friday, wherever you find your podcasts.
I can't believe that you and Fester do a podcast, Coop, over Celebrity Big Brother.
So we normally do it over the regular Big Brother season. This is a truncated season because it's only like the month of February. I'll tell you right now, Miesha Tate, new HOH, playing too hard.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing too hard. That's going to come back and get her.
You can never
be first out next week.
You can never be too aggressive in the beginning.
Wait a minute. You think that Miesha Tate, the UFC female fighter, is going to be the first one gone?
No, because she's HOH, but she's going to have a target on her head.
All right.
You can't play so aggressively in the beginning. You have to just lay low.
Guys, I tried, but all right. Should I give it one more shot tonight?
Yes. One more shot tonight. Yep.
One more shot.
All right. No. All right.
I got a question, though.
What?
Yes.
Is Julie Chen Moonves this year?
Yeah, she's there.
Yes.
No, is she Musin Moonves?
No. Her Twitter handle is JC Moonves.
Could we get her creepy accused husband, former head of CBS, Leslie Moonves? Can we get him on Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, that would be good. Get over here, Misha.
Get him on. All right, we got to move along here. We got a lot of stuff to cover. So, Hadley is Fester's little girl, and she's a precocious little booger.
She's a piece of work, that kid.
She is. So,
I wonder where she gets it from.
So Hadley, extremely precocious. So, Hadley is what, 10?
Yes, 10.
And Hadley has an audio recording that you need to play for me?
She wanted to make a video for you, kind of taunting you or calling you out or something or posing something to you.
All right, so Coop, you have got the audio, right? All right, let me, this is audio from a video from Fester's 10-year-old daughter, Hadley. And here it is. Coop, roll it.
Hey, Mr. MJ, I have a new segment idea. It's called Hey, Mr. MJ, Do You Know? I have a question, and you need to answer it.
What a bossy little kid.
All right. Yeah, she's kind of bossy. A little bossy.
Pitches more stuff than you, Fester.
Actually, they're better ideas than what I pitch.
All right, hang on. Let me hear that again.
Hey, Mr. MJ, I have a new segment idea. It's called Hey, Mr. MJ, Do You Know? I have a question, and you need to answer it.
Hey, Mr. MJ, Do You Know? I have a question, and you need to, is that the whole name of the thing?
I think the name of it is Hey, Mr. MJ, Do You Know?
Do You Know?
And then she was describing what the segment is. So she has a question.
She has a question for me?
She has a question she's been asking.
Now, do we need to get her on the phone, or are you going to ask the question?
I would like for her to answer. I mean, I can't ask this question.
Why don't you just record the question?
Wait a minute. You can't ask the question, but you're going to let your 10-year-old daughter?
Here, let me dial him up. 8-1-3.
Coop is calling?
Coop's calling? All right,
Coop's calling.
All right. So Hadley comes home, and she asks this question to my wife.
Right.
And my wife doesn't know the answer. And then Hadley tells my wife the answer.
Okay.
And my wife's like, you're lying. That is not the answer.
Your 10-year-old daughter says to Allison, your wife, you're lying.
No, the other way. Allison says to the kid, Mommy, what's the question? She asks the question. Allison's like, I don't know. What's the answer? Hadley tells Mommy the answer.
Right.
And Mommy's like, Hadley, that is not the answer.
Oh, gotcha.
You're kidding. You're lying.
So am I going to be asked the same question?
Identical question. Because.
But this is like the maiden voyage, but then from here, she wants to have like regular questions.
She's ripping off Truth Booth.
I don't know. It's more like a trivia booth. Right.
Well, I have to have a talk with her.
Hadley, Fester's little 10-year-old daughter, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hey, Hadley.
Hello.
Good morning. Are you on the way to school, Hadley?
Yes, I'm actually. We are actually parked right next to the entrance of the school.
All right, so, and what time do you have to be in school?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
All right, so we have a little time here. All right, so Hadley, you have a question. What's the name of the segment again? What is the name of the feature?
Mr. MJ, Do You Know?
Okay, Mr. MJ, Do You Know?
And that works,
and
yeah.
What is the question that you want to ask me to see if I know it?
Do you know what the skin on the tip of your elbow's called?
Do I know what the skin?
Okay.
On the tip of your elbow is called?
Wrinkly.
Hold on, Hadley and I were thinking.
Arm scroll?
Is it epidermis?
No.
All right, Froggy, does Froggy have a guess?
Epidermis?
No, that's
no.
Hold on. The skin on the tip of my elbow.
I don't know, but you can pinch it really hard and it doesn't hurt.
I have no idea. Hadley, you stumped me. I have no idea.
I'm stumped.
Hadley, what's the answer?
Weenus.
It's a weenus?
Yes.
So that's why Allison said, no, you're lying.
No, come on.
Hold on. The skin on your elbow, it's a weenus? Wait a minute. Go to Google. Go to the Google.
I'm just thinking of so many funny things. Like, Fester, could you rub some lotion on my weenus?
Oh, my weenus sure is rough today.
My weenus is all wrinkly.
Okay, so Hadley, where'd you hear this question? Where'd you learn this?
You ought to see how I can stretch my weenus out over here.
I can pinch my weenus.
Milo.
Oh, hold on a second. Hang on. So, Hadley, start again. What was the question, Fester?
How'd you first... She comes home out of the blue with this question, and she's kind of giggling. And we didn't... So, where'd you hear this question first, kid?
Okay, so my friend Milo, which I used to sit next to in math class because we have assigned seats, and his mom's a nurse, and he told me that the skin on the tip of my elbow is called my weenus.
His mom's a nurse.
So I just looked it up as well, and it says that it's a slang word for excess or loose skin at the joint of one's elbow. So weenus, W-E-E-N-U-S, or W-E-E-N-I-S, or W-E-N-I-S are the apparent spellings, but it's slang. It's not like a real dictionary entry. It's not a medical term, but nevertheless, I guess a lot of people that know it...
But it's hilariously funny.
You are correct. It is hilarious that we can talk about weenuses on the air.
Yeah.
All right.
And we have two of them. I guess we all have two of them, right?
Yeah.
I got two weenuses.
What's the plural form?
If you pinch your weenus as hard as possible, it doesn't hurt. Everybody, seriously, try to make your weenus hurt. You can pinch it as hard as you want, and it doesn't hurt.
I'm doing it right now.
You can dig your nail.
You know what? It's like there are no nerve endings in my weenus.
The weenus has no nerves. You can pinch it as hard as you want.
My weenus is not sensitive.
I think you can cut your weenus off and not even feel it.
My weenus doesn't feel anything. I'm sorry.
I have a weenus sensitivity issue over here.
We all have dead weenuses.
I think everybody has a dead weenus.
Isn't that weird?
Hey, Rox, can you grab my weenus? Come here. Rox. Hold my weenus for a second, would you please?
Rox, you should pinch all of our weenuses and see if they hurt.
All right.
MJ Froggy, let's hold up our weenuses. Rox, who has the best looking weenus?
Hadley, plug your ears. You took us down this path.
Fester, you got a fat weenus. Hadley, I love it. So, Hadley, you know what this means, right?
What?
It means that you're going to have to produce again going forward, and I'm going to need another edition of Mr. MJ, Do You Know, okay?
Okay!
All right, so next week we have to do another episode, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Hadley, have a great day at school, Hadley.
Goodbye.
Right,
that was a sensation.
Yeah, it was. Hey, I think you guys should all go get matching piercings for your weenus.
We definitely wouldn't feel it.
I'm going to go to some Ebor tattoo shop and say, hey, I want this on my weenus. So, man, I think your daughter might have brought the funniest bit of the week right here to the MJ Morning Show.
She couldn't control herself when she thought that was the funniest
thing. Oh, my God, that's hysterical. All right, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You saw that we have the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? Came out yesterday.
This is always fun.
It is. And I pulled a couple of clips, and I'm not going to play every one, but I've got a couple of clips that we can play here. So yesterday, 17 nominees were announced. They're being considered for induction into the 2022 Hall of Fame. Now, I believe the actual induction will be in May. And you know, they typically it's like, I think like 5 or 7 on average are inducted each year from the nominees. And this year, the nominees were announced yesterday. Beck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Glenn Beck. I didn't know that he was I didn't know Glenn Beck. No, I'm sorry. No, it's Beck the musician.
Yes, sixth freak.
So, Beck, this is his first time being nominated. And, of course, Beck.
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Fester, you don't know this?
I know it, but...
He has a lot better music than this.
I mean... I guess I'm not familiar with Beck's whole catalog.
All right, well, how about this one then?
Where's that? I got two turntables and a microphone. Where's that?
Good stuff.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
That's a great song. So that's Beck. Listen, Beck's very talented.
Beck's pretty awesome.
I'm a Beck fan. Also nominated, actually a pretty big staple here on the Q105 radio station. Hold on a sec. Do you have? Oh, here we go. So here's Pat Benatar. Yeah. So Pat Benatar is one of the nominees.
She's not in yet?
No. Can you believe that? That Pat Benatar's not in? Yeah, she's nominated. She's been nominated before. Yeah, maybe she'll get in this time. Yeah. Tough cookie with a long history. All right, so Pat Benatar is nominated. Kate Bush is nominated. Devo.
Yes.
Is nominated.
Now whip it. In the shade.
Good for you, shake Mark Mothers Bow.
Yeah, look at that.
Jerry Casale, rest in peace.
Move ahead.
Oh, so many more better songs than
touch
this.
Touch my witness.
Rip it.
Froggy broke his whole microphone system.
Froggy's whole microphone. Froggy's whole microphone fell.
Oh, man.
Where's your screw?
This stinks. This sucks a weenus.
Hold on. Did you have a spasm when I said touch my weenus in the Devo song?
That was hysterical.
Oh, I'm so happy the Devo was nominated. They're not going to get in, though.
Froggy just had a spasm.
I lost my screw.
Got a loose screw over there. Yeah, the whole microphone thing that holds our mics together fell off for Froggy.
Over by your foot. To the left.
Thank you.
Duran. Well, Froggy, don't make... I got to bring your mic down while you hook it back up. All right, so Duran. Also, first-time nominees, Duran. You know, Duran's great. And didn't I tell the story? And I think I even videoed it. If you want to see it, I was in our London rental apartment over Christmas, and on one of the BBC channels, they had a recent Duran BBC Radio 2, like an hour-long concert that was just recorded like in December. And I could not believe how good they sounded. Simon Le Bon, you know how bands age and they don't have it? Simon Le Bon sounds great. So Duran, if you want to see that video, by the way, I was sitting in our London rental over Christmas, and I videoed it. It's on my Instagram feed, at Certified Todd Schnitt. Give me a follow, at Certified TODDSCHNITT. And, of course, Duran.
Oh, man.
I want to track down the woman that laughed. Has there ever been
You should let her do the speech.
Has there ever been a documentary on who this woman is? Who's the woman? I want to know who that is.
Yeah, induct her.
Exactly.
You guys recognize this?
And on this little BBC thing I watched, but I won't cry for yesterday. They did this. That's a great song. You know what? I'm manly enough to say I like Duran. I do.
Kick his ass, best.
So, Duran, first-time nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Going down the list, Eminem has been nominated. Again, Eminem, what? The first time. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
I'm confused.
Yes.
You want to go back a step? Nick Rhodes' girlfriend is the one who provided the laugh at the beginning of the Duran song.
Wow. Really? Mm-hmm. Holy, that's like a story on Google?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man, I love that laugh.
So there's also a movie. There's also a movie called Laughing with Duran.
Are you serious?
I kid you not.
Wow.
Good job, babe.
Thank you, Roxanne. Thanks for that laugh. I love that laugh. And you know what ticks me off? When radio stations play that song and the laugh gets buried like in the jingle or something. No. Yeah, the laugh has got to punch out. I want to hear that's my favorite part of the song.
Maniac Marty likes to dodge it. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, hey, what's up? Maniac Marty show. Welcome to the show. We got a lot of good stuff on the way. We got morons on news and more. It's the Maniac Marty morning show. Hey, where'd the intro go? Damn it, Marty, I hit the post.
Marty, you have to remember to breathe. You have to remember to breathe.
Sorry, I forget to catch my breath.
You're not talking for a long time, but you have to breathe.
Another band that I love, one of my favorites of all time. In fact, this female lead singer from this group is one of my favorite female vocalists of all time.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I'm blown away by her range. I think she is one of the best female vocal talents ever.
Yoko Ono's going in?
And they've been nominated. Apparently, they've been nominated before. They haven't made it yet. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of an obscure song from them. And this is one of my favorites. Do you know this? Ever hear this, guys?
I don't know, but I hate it.
Hey, Coop, do me a favor. Bring that up and go into, like, the middle of the song.
Did she write that on the toilet or something? Da-dee-da-da-da.
Sounds like when cats are having sex in the middle of the night.
Yes.
If you don't know the band from that, do you know the band from this? Oh, that's another one of the songs that if a radio station plays this and they don't get the bass pluck in the beginning, oh, that ticks me off.
The bass slide?
It's a pluck. You got to get the bass pluck, the boom. Listen. Yeah, you got to get that boom. You can't bury that. All right. You know what I'm talking about now? Rox, do you know?
Nope.
You still don't know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Roxanne, do you know this song? Okay. Rox, do you know this song?
Eurythmics.
Yes! And who's the lead singer of the Eurythmics?
Annie Lennox. Here comes
the rain again. Yes! Annie Lennox is one of the greatest female vocalists of all time. Dave Stewart is a musical genius as well. So Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox, they were Eurythmics. And, I mean, Dave Stewart, just the complexity, the arrangements, all the intricacies in, like, the songs that he has produced, all the little sounds and instrumentation, it's just brilliant. So I'm a massive Eurythmics fan, so I would absolutely love to see them actually inducted. This is a nomination, and they deserve to be in.
That's cool. Yeah, Eurythmics is a great band.
All right, going down the list, continuing with the bands that have been nominated for the 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Awards. Froggy, name this band. Froggy, what is it?
That's Judas Priest.
It is! Yes, good job. Oh, so,
God, I hate them.
Come on. How can you not like Judas Priest?
Because the guy dresses.
For Tuesday, gonna rock out with back to back Judas Priest
Judas Priest has enough good songs to be a nice opening act.
Yeah, I don't want my lead singer to dress like a dominatrix.
Oh, well, I disagree with you there.
Now, I gotta be honest here. Fela Kuti? Who the hell's that?
Oh, Fela Kuti?
I'll Fela Kuti.
That sounds like a dirty thing or something.
Fela Weenus.
Am I even saying it right? Who is. Has anyone in the room heard of Fela Kuti?
No.
It's F-E-L-A-K-U-T-I. Who the hell is Fela Kuti?
K-U-T-I?
It's a guy. It's a guy.
Fela Kuti.
All right, so he is a Nigerian artist.
I guess that's why I've never heard of Fela Kuti, because he's like number one in Nigeria?
I wonder if he plays with Orchestra Baobab.
I wonder if he has an uncle that was a prince in Nigeria that has $66 million that needs to get into the United States, and if I just send them $27,000, I'll be part of the whole action?
And you could play bass.
Right, so Fela Kuti. All right, MC5.
Oh, nice.
What, do you know MC5?
Yeah, that's like an old school, like, are they punk?
MC5.
It sounds like a bomb.
Yeah, I don't know MC5.
Is that like Young MC?
No.
Is it related to MC Hammer?
No, completely different.
It was an American rock band from Lincoln Park, Michigan. And what songs did they do?
They had like 1,000 members.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They're like, I think they're sort of like underground, maybe.
New York Dolls also nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2022.
Oh, wow. That means Buster Poindexter's nominated.
You're right. Buster Poindexter, who did Hot, Hot, Hot.
Yes, how you Buster's feeling? Going in.
Hot, Hot, Hot.
Well, he's only nominated.
He should.
Oh, no, these are nominations. We'll find out in May who actually gets inducted. All right, finishing up the list here. Oh, one of my favorites.
Oh, I know who.
Oh, man. This woman is just a treasure. This woman is a charm. She is so bubbly. I love her as well. Oh, ho, 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 ho. None other than Dolly Parton has been nominated.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
She's amazing. You know, can you imagine? This is her first time getting nominated. Dolly Parton has not been nominated. I'm sure she's in every country hall of fame, but this is rock and roll. Here we go.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
So why were you saying hold on?
Yeah, MJ.
Yeah.
Does Dolly Parton need to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
As much as Eminem?
I mean, Eminem, why is he in the Rap Hall of Fame?
Maybe he is. Also on the list of nominees.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a tourist trap.
Raising, have you been there?
No, but think about it. We're going to put in Eminem and Dolly Parton. Neither of them sing rock.
Eminem would. They both qualify.
No, just musicians.
Eminem's not a rock artist.
No, he's not a rock.
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's going in.
Some of his songs have rock influence.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Some of the hooks, some of the riffs.
When he was talking about shooting his ex-wife. Yes, very, very rocky. Say, Eminem is not a rock guy. He's a rapper.
I know he's a rapper.
Keep going.
Moving down the list. Rage Against the Machine, which I know of them.
Right, I like them. Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine, they've been around for a long time. Certainly
they're
very talented.
Burn down the hall if they get in.
Certainly very talented, I think I was about to say. Guess who else? Tell me who this is, Roxanne.
Hello.
Oh.
Is it me you're looking for?
Nicole Richie.
What?
Father of Nicole Richie.
Yes, and that would be...
Lionel.
You're right, Lionel Richie. By the way, first time nominee.
You're all
is this rock?
My arms are open. Man, this is some kick-ass rock, man.
Coming up next with the Johnny Stankface show.
That's classic rock that really rocks.
I love Lionel Richie.
With Lionel Richie.
Oh, me too.
Mosh pit.
All right, so Lionel Richie, can you believe also first time? He also has an extensive history. The Commodores, obviously.
Yeah,
come on.
Sure, yeah.
That's some big stuff. I mean, very influential. Lionel Richie, we're almost done here. A first time nominee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is this woman.
You're so vain.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
Roxanne, do you know who that is?
Stevie Nicks.
No, it's not Stevie Nicks. No. All right, hang on. I'll give you another clue. All right, what about this?
Nobody does it better.
Carly.
What?
Carly Simon.
Yes. Yes, Carly Simon. And you know what this is from, right?
No.
You have no idea where this music was used. Come on.
Old movie?
Yes.
Heaven Can Wait?
What?
Oh, I don't know.
Heaven Can Wait.
Let me give you a clue.
That's a terror. Oh, Jaws.
Jaws?
Jaws?
Jaws is like...
Come on. You can't tell the difference... How about now?
James Bond.
Yes.
Okay.
Even Coop knew that.
Right.
Yeah. So nobody does it better. That was James Bond theme song.
Mm-hmm.
It was an Octopussy.
Oh! Did you not pull Anticipation? Did you not pull that one? Where's that one, Coop?
I think I might have that one.
All right. So the other one. Remember, this was used when I was a kid. This was used in a Heinz ketchup commercial. Here, listen to this. Remember that? The slow Heinz ketchup coming out of the bottle? All right, so Carly Simon. Also, A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep,
oh,
wow. Is nominated. First-time nominee as well. And to wrap it up, the final nominee, Roxanne, I will give you $1,000.
Shut up.
In cash.
Okay.
I'll give you $1,000.
What the hell?
If you tell me within 5 seconds who the final... Have you looked at the list, by the way?
She did.
Ask me. Give me $1,000. I haven't seen it. Fester has her list written down.
What's on her screen right now? She's got the whole list, doesn't she?
No. I'm closing her computer screen. She had something else.
She knows.
No, just play it and see if I know.
You do know.
$1,000. You said $1,000. You didn't do it. Hold on.
She didn't know Carly Simon.
Yeah, I didn't know Carly Simon 2 seconds ago. Dionne Warwick.
Give it to her.
Everybody knows
Come
this
on.
Is Dionne Warwick.
Oh, here's Dionne.
And I never thought I'd feel this way.
Tried to sneak the joint in there, airport.
That's right. Did she have like a bunch of marijuana in her luggage?
What do you mean? This isn't my weed.
Did like dogs like sniff out her luggage with all kinds of weed inside?
Poor Dionne.
Dionne Warwick should be able to bring weed anywhere she wants. That's good right. for her. She's a star.
And by the way, Dionne Warwick, wasn't she the aunt of
Whitney Houston?
Yes. So those are the nominees, and then typically like 5 to 7 will be inducted. So I'm going to tell you right now.
Let's go, Devo.
All right, Pat Benatar ought to be inducted. Devo ought to be inducted. Duran ought to be inducted first round. But a lot of times, you know, they don't get in the first time. Eurythmics, abso-freaking-lutely. Judas Priest, absolutely. A Tribe Called Quest, yeah. You listen, a lot of them. Lionel Richie deserves it. Carly, Dionne Warwick.
All these people deserve it, I guess.
No. Beck doesn't deserve it.
Beck's a genius. He makes all of the... Oh, shut up. Yeah,
Beck is pretty much a musical genius.
So who votes? Is this like a people's vote? Like, can I go to People's Choice Awards, like .com and like vote? Or is it like a committee?
It's a...
So what happens is... do you know about the eligibility? So what happens is artists are eligible to be nominated 25 years after the release of their first recording. So it has been 25 years since Eminem. Is that crazy?
Really?
That's like...
Doesn't even seem possible.
Making me feel old. It's been 25 years since Eminem.
Well, maybe his first recordings were in the late 90s, and it's already 2022. So yeah, it makes sense.
Could be a big year for him. Super Bowl.
So what happens is there's like this international body of rock and roll experts and writers. And there's like 500 folks, Coop. I'm glad you asked. There's like 500 folks that come up with the nominees. And then as well, you have then a whole group of industry professionals that then vote on the nominees to see who actually gets inducted. So that's how it works.
You need to follow Dionne Warwick on Twitter. She's very active.
She's on Twitter?
Yeah, Dionne. She calls people out. She's pretty salty. I love her.
Right.
So guess who's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Tell me.
I'll give you two hints. One, a delicious dinner. Two, died recently.
Meatloaf.
Thank you, Frog.
Meatloaf is not in the...
I just typed in. Right. I typed in Meatloaf and Hall of Fame, and Meatloaf is not in.
You know what I heard? I read a story on why he's not in, and it's because he sucks.
No.
Okay?
Dude, Meatloaf is the best. Now, come on, man. Stop
I can't stand opera rock.
Dude, you know, when Meatloaf passed away... Meatloaf is fantastic. All right, so again, Coop, just to clarify, so the nominees are nominated by rock historians. There's a nominating committee made up of like writers and rock historians, and I don't know how many are on the nominating committee, but there's a nominee. Then the group that votes for the nominees whether they're going to be inductees. There are about 500 people who are, you know, rock experts that then vote on the nominees. But there's a smaller nominating committee first.
How many hack rock and roll DJs do they have on that list?
I don't know. So
is the Big Bopper on the list?
No, but Ted is.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure the Big Bopper is on the list. Sure. So there you have it. All right, moving along, ladies and gentlemen. It is 8:11. This is the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. And there is something that you should not do to alienate the checkout person at the supermarket. Now, apparently this is a thing. There was a little video piece that I saw, and this checkout woman at a supermarket said, hey, guess what? If we have a really obnoxious person in the checkout line, and let's say they're rude, let's say they're pushy, let's say that they're impatient, let's say they're just giving, you know, general issues and problems to the folks in the supermarket. This has to happen, though, so it has to fall in line. The checkout clerk, if they overhear the person saying what they're making for dinner or what they're cooking, they leave an important item out of the bag.
Yeah. That's passive aggressive.
It is. Well, no, that's really aggressive.
It's aggressive aggressive.
I don't know if that's aggressive aggressive.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Oh, I'm making hamburgers tonight, and then you leave out the ground beef?
So there is a video, there's a TikTok video of a former supermarket worker who says this is the way that she and others got revenge over bad behaving customers. And that is, as they're in line, if they're talking about what they're making, or I would imagine if you see all these ingredients, a lot of times, listen, if you see... you know, lasagna noodles, and you see ricotta cheese, ground beef, and mozzarella. Pretty obvious that the person's making lasagna, right?
Yeah.
So, if that person was obnoxious, then let's say they would just leave the lasagna noodles out of the bag. So you get home and your lasagna noodles are missing.
Your main ingredient.
That's not cool.
So the customer has to be rude in order for them to do this.
Yeah, that's the word.
So the customer's being rude and then they're talking about what they're making for dinner. Like, I'm just not following.
Well, that's what they're saying. So it seems like a lot of things have to fall in place here. But I would also assume that maybe if the person's rude and then you see certain items go by, I would imagine probably that they would also say, they're making... let's say you got the onions and how do you make guacamole? Obviously, it's avocado is the primary ingredient.
Avocado.
But what else goes in guacamole?
Mayonnaise sometimes.
Oh, my God.
So if somebody is making...
What? Roxanne puts mayonnaise in her guacamole?
I have before. It's really good. Fat plus fat. Mm-hmm. Garlic powder. Wait a minute,
but avocado is good fat. Mayonnaise is not good fat.
I realize that.
So of all the ingredients that don't traditionally go in guacamole... we'll put mayonnaise on that list. But it's essentially guacamole, onion, tomato.
Garlic powder.
A little bit of cumin. This former supermarket employee, her name is Georgia, and she said that at her supermarket, they would get back at rude customers by deliberately leaving certain items out of the bag, especially if they would overhear them, what they were making, or obviously, I would guess, determine what they were making, leave a key ingredient out of the bag.
If Roxanne's ever rude at the grocery store, just leave out the mayo, because apparently it's such a pivotal ingredient in everything.
So whatever you do, do not piss off the supermarket checkout person. So, well, I got my physical yesterday.
You saw Dr. L?
I did.
All right.
And folks wanted to know if I had the turn and cough. Yes. And I discussed yesterday the rubber glove and, of course, being a male. And you know, it's only like 5 seconds, but it feels like 5 hours.
An eternity.
It does. You
know, never long enough. I never have time to light a cigar. Or a cigarette.
Stop. You're not even at the age where you need those yet, right?
I get them. I self-examine.
So I got my physical yesterday. I get a yearly physical. And listen, there's always some apprehension. So 2 weeks ago, I had my blood drawn. They did like 6 or 8 vials. So I got my blood drawn. And things are good. My cholesterol's good. My cholesterol's like 152 or something. My triglycerides.
We're going to go over all your labs here?
Let's review the entire lab.
I do want to hear all of it. I like this stuff.
I'm heading into a certain area.
Unless you're going to let me give you a turn and cough test.
I'm not giving you everything. But no, listen, triglycerides, my LDL, my HDL, everything looked pretty good. Blood pressure, great. 110 over 70. So, you know, everything pretty good. My blood sugar is a little high. He'd like to see it come down a little bit.
Yeah, because all you do is eat candy like a child.
I don't eat candy like a child.
You eat treats. You stop and get Slurpees.
I don't stop and get Slurpees. What are you talking about?
MJ, Professor, have you ever been with him or he has stopped somewhere and gotten a Slurpee?
First time I ever saw him out in public, after I got to meet him at the radio station, we ran into each other at a mall. He's like, just in time. Lucky I met you. Let's get in line at Orange Julius.
Yeah, and then the last trip we took to Fort Myers, we had to stop and get Slurpees because you need treats.
There used to be an Orange Julius at the Pinellas Park Mall, but then, of course, they bulldozed that. So some Dairy Queens have Orange Julius these days.
Really?
But for whatever reason, the Orange Julius's...
It's not as good as it was.
They don't taste the same to me as they did back in the day when the Orange Juliuses were in the food courts at the malls everywhere.
Yeah, those were good.
Just doesn't seem to have the same froth and foam, and I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, so overall health is good.
What about your monocytes?
It's on my...
What about your EOS?
I don't know.
What about your PSA?
That's good. The PSA is good. I'm like low.
Creatine.
Everything else was good.
What about your butt?
Bun. That is a thing.
He wants me to go get an angiogram CAT scan.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, just so they can get a nice image of my heart and arteries. So that I got to do that in the next 30 days. Get an angiogram. And I got a doctor I got to call up that he recommended. So
this isn't good, dude.
Angiogram CAT scan. They got to inject me with some iodine to, light her up. You know what I mean?
Why? What's the matter with your ticker?
No, I think my ticker's fine. He just, unless he's not. Of course, my doctor would tell me if he was. He wants me just to get. I'm 56 now. He said, hey, let's get a nice image of your heart and arteries and see what your vessels look like.
He wants a baseline.
There you go.
Maybe you heard a flutter.
Well, I'm hoping that there's no blockage at this point. So that's the plan. I did a stress test some years ago. All was great.
You'll be fine with a couple stents.
But then this is where I'm going. He made a recommendation. He's looking at my chart. He's like, all right, you're 56. I don't think you've had this yet.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what he was referring to? What was my physician, Dr. L? He said, I don't think you've had this yet, and I highly recommend that you get this.
Have you gone this long without a colonoscopy?
A weenus test?
No, I've had two colonoscopies. That's a good guess. I had my first colonoscopy at Memorial Hospital.
Fantastic.
Over on... Swan. Yeah, that was back in... Remember, okay. I was... Remember, we were doing the... I think we were still doing the... I think we had ended the MJ Morning Show.
Try to block it out.
I had my first colonoscopy, I think, in 2014.
Oh, memories.
Or 2013.
This is really unnecessary.
And then, Roxanne, I had my second one in 2019. Okay. And everything was beautiful. All right, so what else? What else have I not gotten yet?
Wiener extension surgery.
No, he got that back in 2013.
No, it's
not. A mammogram.
No, it's not a mammogram.
A head scan.
Right.
Brain scan.
It's an inoculation. It's a shot.
Oh, a shot.
Yes.
Rabies?
This is why this is funny, and this is why Michelle loved this when I told her. Because my kids, Chloe and Julian, they used to run around the house. We're talking probably 7, 8, 10 years ago. My kids would walk around the house.
Yes.
They would repeat this nonstop. For whatever reason, my kids honed into this from a TV commercial, and they would say this all the time.
Ah, yes, I know what it is. Circle, circle, dot, dot. Now you have your cootie shot.
What?
I remember that.
Yeah, is that
a good one?
Do you know what it is?
I have no idea. No. It's not cootie shot?
My kids, Chloe and Julian, I swear.
Shingles.
Yes. My kids used to walk around the house and just say,
if you had chicken pox, the shingles virus is already inside you.
My kids would just want, hey, Dad, did you know that if you had chicken pox, the shingles virus is already inside of you?
Gross.
Chloe and Julian, I mean, if I heard that once, I heard it 1,000 times. So
shingles are no joke, man.
Yeah, you know what? I've obviously never had it, but I had chicken
pox. Especially when they don't match your drapes. It's so annoying.
I had chicken pox when I was 3.
That's not how the expression goes.
Yeah. So it's
when you had chicken pox. I've never had chicken pox.
It's the drapes matching the carpet.
Yeah.
Carpet matches the drapes.
Shingles aren't in that joke.
Yeah, no shingles.
Remember I told you that my mom made me share a popsicle with my friend John trying to give me chicken pox?
Oh, yeah.
I'm invincible to that as well. I never had it, so I can't get shingles.
So I had chicken pox when I was 3, and as my kids would say,
if you had chicken pox, the shingles virus is already inside you.
Is that true?
Do they have a immunization for chicken pox now? I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Because my kids haven't had chicken pox.
Yeah, I think they do.
I had chicken pox at like 7.
Yeah, I don't think kids get it anymore, really.
No, they don't.
You know what sucks is the stories where adults get chicken pox. Apparently, adult chicken pox is the worst.
Yeah.
Right?
How do you get that?
I don't know. But anyway, maybe suck it on your popsicle stick. I don't know. All right. So, was it Johnny?
Me and John shared a cherry. He would suck, and then I would suck.
And then they dated for like 3 years in middle school. It was really a time of self-discovery. And
so I went to pick up some prescriptions last night, and because just my maintenance stuff, just I'm on a cholesterol pill, and acid reflux. So I go to CVS last night to pick up the pills, and our new insurance. Our medications went down. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I was really happy with the insurance medication side.
Yeah, I mean, like, I got 90 days of my rosuvastatin, which is generic Crestor. I got 90 days.
Why can't I get mine?
For $3. Yeah, it was like, whoa, what? Our insurance got a whole lot better. So I asked the pharmacist, listen to this. I asked the pharmacist, hey, my doctor says that I should get the shingles vaccine. And they said, covered by insurance and in most cases. And I said, do I have to make an appointment? And she said, no, I'll do it right now. So 7:45 last night, I got my, how's that for a response? My doctor yesterday afternoon during my physical says, hey, go get the shingles vaccine because you don't want shingles. So Dr. L tells me that he's got a patient who had the worst case of shingles, and he said, Doc, any of your patients that don't want to get the shingles vaccine, give them my cell number, and I will convince them. So I said, all right, I'll get this thing. So I went and got it. I got my first dose last night.
My brother-in-law had it a few years ago, and it was not good.
Really? Because, as the commercial said,
if you had chicken pox, the shingles virus is already inside you.
So I got the first dose, and then I got to go back like in a couple of months, like April or May or all something, right, to get my second dose of the shingles dealy.
Now that everybody's up to date on your entire medical report, which is,
odd.
A lot.
Intensive.
Did the doctor address your horrific hairline?
Fester.
What are you talking about?
Greasy ass hair, you bald.
Listen, I'd rather be bald than that thrown plate of spaghetti on top of his head.
What's wrong with my hairline?
It's more like ramen.
It is like ramen. You're right. It's like he got like the Nissan ramen pack and he took the lid off and took out the chicken flavoring packet and took it and just planted it right on his head.
My hair did not come up during the examination.
Oh.
Fester.
Let's talk about that ramen on your head. We get some chopsticks. I'm glad you're healthy because,
I don't know. He wants me to go get the heart scan thing. So
The flutter.
I don't know what that's going to show up.
That's with, just doctors know. Giving business to their doctor friends.
Yeah. Hey, Froggy, I gave you a challenge.
Oh, you did?
Last week, I gave you a challenge.
I remember.
Okay.
Of course she does.
What activity, what action have you taken to fulfill this challenge that I gave you?
Challenge.
I would guess 0 would be his answer.
I don't even remember what you're talking about. Was it like a physical challenge? You're talking like Double Dare?
That's part of the problem. I gave you a challenge. I literally said, make this happen. Here's a challenge for you. And you don't even remember. I mean, that's just par for the course. I mean, that's...
Is that PFC?
I remember now.
Do you know?
I think I do.
Give me a hint.
I'll tell you what. Fester and Rocks, you guys both say it at the same time. Ready?
Okay, or do you want us to act it out?
No.
Act it out?
I'm just going to say that.
I'm going to go 3-2, and then you guys say what you think it is. I gave Froggy a challenge to get this done. Ready? 3-2-1.
Channing Tatum
back on his show.
Yeah.
Both are correct. So
I didn't hear any of it. I didn't get it. What?
Roxanne made it more of a race than a at the same time. So, but I knew. He asked you to get Channing Tatum on the show. And you said, oh, I know his mom.
When was that?
I don't know. Thursday?
Dude, are you forgetting everything with your self-medication?
I don't remember that. Why would I talk to Chien?
Is that a side effect? Is
no, I'm joking. I remember.
So what are you doing? And the reason why Channing Tatum came up for whatever reason. And, of course, Froggy went to Tampa Catholic with Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum's from Tampa. And I said to Froggy, listen, Channing Tatum is huge. And, you know, he's got, what's the new movie?
I'm going to say he's huge. He's on, you know.
Now, he's got some new movie coming out with.
He co-stars with a couple of D-listers. What was
it? It's called The Lost City.
With Brad Pitt, Sandra Bullock.
Exactly. I mean, it's like an A-list cast. And I said, you know what, Froggy? Go reach out to Channing Tatum, who became a huge Hollywood movie star, you know, dating hot women, marrying hot women, whatever. Is he married? Didn't he marry?
He got divorced.
He got divorced.
He's dating Lenny Kravitz's daughter, apparently.
Really? So I want you to get Channing Tatum on the show. I don't do that. I issued you a challenge.
I don't celebrity hump.
Get him on. No, it's not celebrity humping. It's like reach out to him, go to the agent, say, hey, it's Froggy. Or Michael Cusimano.
I'm not going to his agent.
You got to
call his agent.
Hey, Froggy, I asked you, get Channing Tatum on the show. I've issued you a challenge. Make it happen.
What's the point? He's a D-lister at this point.
He's not a D-lister at this point.
His best days are behind him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
What are you saying his best days are behind him? Was it Magic Mike, right?
And he's got another Magic Mike coming out.
Oh, gosh. That's like Rambo 18. Please, give it a break.
I don't know how to get a hold of him. If anybody does, there's people out there that are still friends with him.
You said you knew his mom.
Well, in high school.
Wasn't his mom like a teacher or something? Didn't you say that?
No, she wasn't a teacher.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Maybe she was.
Didn't you say his mom gave you a second look one time? And you're like, oh.
Froggy, just get Channing Tatum on the show. I gave you a challenge.
Channing! This is Michael. Come on the show.
There we go. There's my call. Go get him.
Okay, I'm going to go get him. Let me go get Brad Pitt while I'm at it.
I know that Roxanne probably doesn't want me to talk about this.
She doesn't.
But
no, I don't. She doesn't. And she is sorry she brought it up and broke the one rule we have.
And what is the one rule that we have, Fester?
Look, I make... Oh, my God. Froggy, there's one rule. If you don't want to talk about it, if you don't want it on the radio... Don't mention it in the studio. Don't mention it around MJ. Don't say it to MJ in passing at dinner. Every time we go to dinner with MJ, I have to give my wife the fifth degree. Okay, you can't talk about this, or this. Jeez. Why? Because I don't want this crap ending up on the radio. And she's like, okay.
That's a pretty valid assessment.
The one rule, if you bring it up, even in passing conversation.
If you don't want it on the show, don't tell me.
Don't let it enter MJ's sphere at all.
It's sort of like the New York Post page 6 catchphrase. If you don't want it on page 6, don't do it. Isn't that something like that?
Listen, plenty of things have never seen the light of day on this radio show because I have never given MJ a whiff about it.
Well, that sucks. So what kind of content am I missing out on here?
That one thing last week.
Now you're in trouble.
The thing.
Yeah. What kind of content is the audience missing out on here?
That's the rule.
All right, here's what happened.
Roxanne, out of nowhere, unprovoked.
No, there's something that triggered it.
This was off the air. This is during a break. We were in a commercial break or playing a song or whatever. Earlier this morning.
She's really uncomfortable.
I think it was like 6 o'clock hour.
This is unnecessary.
Oh, it's great.
Can we talk about that email that I got from a listener?
We'll do that too. We'll do that too.
Is this about WikiFeed?
No.
Roxanne earlier today said, guys, one of my neighbors got hauled away by the cops last night for a domestic violence issue. And,
oh my God!
Yeah, some
Roxanne, why would you present that? I seriously
am so upset with you right now. This is people having issues in their household.
But wait a sec! But there's a twist.
I was telling you guys.
There's a twist to this. So Roxanne tells us, guys, neighbor gets hauled away by the. I guess that'd be the sheriff's office, right? Was it HDSO?
Yeah.
Gets hauled away.
She's pissed.
There's a domestic violence issue, and then so Roxanne brings it up, and then gives me. This one detail, I'm like, oh my God, we got to talk about this on the show. And then, Fester, what did it sound like? What did Roxanne do after I said, oh, we're going to talk about this? What did Roxanne say?
No. No, you can't. Absolutely not.
Please, please, please. No, 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 no.
But the overreaction of her saying no was like times 100 for her level before.
Yeah, for me, that's like just blood in the water for a shark, okay?
And I'm telling Roxanne, during one of the commercial breaks, you walked out of the studio, and she says, okay, so how do I not get this on the air? And I was like, don't mention it again. Just let it die.
I wrote it down.
Maybe he forgets.
Breaking news.
Yeah, what? Tom Brady's unretired now?
Yeah.
Don't try to throw us.
Go to Tom Brady's Instagram page right now.
Yeah, Roxanne's trying to bring a red herring to this argument.
Not going
to
work. No, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is a domestic violence issue in Roxanne's neighborhood.
Okay.
Was this like, was this next door or right across the street?
Okay, when you drive into my neighborhood, there's a big like lake when you first drive in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once you go around the lake, it was on one of the houses around the lake.
I think you're trying to throw me off the trail. But anyway, here's the thing. Roxanne told us it was the woman that was taken away. That's why usually when you think of domestic violence, of course, women can get charged, or if they're both involved, the woman and the man, you know, law enforcement, they're compelled to charge all parties. But Roxanne told us earlier, come on, Roxanne. This is interesting. The woman, so domestic violence issue in your neighborhood, and the woman was the one cuffed and stuffed and taken away by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office.
And I do have to qualify the story. This is something I didn't tell you before. She has five children.
She has five children. Kids.
Yes.
What's she doing there?
You're really... that would really get irritated.
You're really rolling this lady under the bus for not wanting to talk about it 20 seconds ago.
Yeah. She's going to give out her social security number in 2 seconds.
We can't talk about it, but let me give you every detail.
She has five children, and she can't even fit them all in her silver Toyota Sienna.
So there's obviously a husband involved.
Yeah.
And he was not arrested, but she was taken away.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yes.
Was she cuffed behind her back?
They had her and... like restrained.
Where's the video?
And
was she cuffed or was she like straight jacket?
Roxanne, did you have a body cam on? Did you get it on body cam video?
Body cam.
No, I want you to wear a body cam everywhere.
I felt a lot of compassion for this situation because the first thing in my head is like five kids. Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Wow. All right. So did you like snoop around? What caused it? What did she do? What did she do to get hauled away by the cops?
I mean, I think she,
pounded on him?
Put a whooping on
the husband?
Yeah, on her husband.
I beat him.
And so she was, there were also what are the vans, like the wellness?
Child services?
Not child services, no, but like
what?
Mental health sort of transportation.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh, wow.
They're vans.
Okay. You can transport a nut in anything, really.
Wow.
Was she Baker acted?
Maybe she was.
So I'm not making light of this. I'm just adding the details that...
I'm not making light of it either. I'm not joking at all. No, it's DV.
The crisis management vans. Gotcha. That's what they were.
Listen, domestic violence is a very serious issue. What caught my attention is it's like in your neighborhood. You saw this.
Yes, I did.
And it was the woman, the wife being taken away and not the husband.
Yeah. And
That's why I wanted to talk about this.
Froggy
sometimes that happens.
Froggy was making light of it.
I'll tell everybody in West Chase about you.
Stop. I dumped that. Stop. Stop.
It's her beating the husband.
That's unacceptable.
It's her beating the husband.
No joke.
I dumped that.
No, I can't even do my theater around
and
here.
And Jay-Z, bro. No jokes.
No, listen. This is it's not a joking matter. I think
it's pretty awesome that she kicked the guy's ass. That never happens.
Well, again, I thought it was interesting that it was the woman that was taken away.
I watch a lot of Cops.
Now, do you know them?
No, not at all.
Can you go knock on the door with like your camera phone and like try to interview the husband and let's talk about it tomorrow, find out what happened.
I'll get right on that.
Just with a big microphone. I have questions, sir.
Hey, if you drive a Tesla, heads up. You see the latest on Tesla?
What about it?
There are two things. First of all, 53,822 Teslas are being recalled. Why?
No batteries.
Nope. They just decide to run through stop signs if you're in the, the hands-free driver mode.
All right, these things are gone. They're taking over the world.
There are two issues here. This is crazy. So almost 54,000 Teslas are being recalled because in the hands-free driver assistance system, there are many reports of Model 3s, Model Y, Model S, Model X.
That's all of them.
That just decide to run through stop signs.
So who's liable for the ticket there if you get pulled over?
Yeah,
Elon Musk. Yeah,
you just send the ticket to him.
No, I mean, clearly you're responsible. You're driving the vehicle. Listen, this is a whole new section of the law as well. That in these autonomous driving modes, if the car crashes and it's a computer malfunction, whose fault is it? You know, the law really hasn't caught up to this yet, but clearly it has to be the person that's in control. Listen, the whole self-driving crap, you know, I don't want any part of it. There's a commercial, and it might be for Chevy or GMC.
Where they're doing the hand clap?
Yes! It's the
GMC.
It's a like a pickup truck commercial, this right?
New Sierra or
something. Whatever
it is.
And listen, GMC products are great. I think the GMC pickup trucks look fantastic. You know, you got the Yukons and the Denalis, and you know, you got the Chevy version, you got the GMC version. Yeah, I think they're very good looking vehicles. But the commercial where they're demonstrating the automatic driving mode, and they're like going across a bridge. And there's no hands on the wheel, and they're clapping the whole family. I'm like, yeah, that's all fun and games until this thing veers off and you guys plunge 500 feet down. I'm just not into the self-driving stuff. I don't really care for it.
It's not even that. Tesla has so many like distracting. Have you seen the videos on YouTube of the Tesla fart horn?
Well,
it's like,
well, with Tesla,
they're so childish to me. Like they have video games in them. They have fart horns.
Well, it's like the deal with Tesla is, you can load any MP3 into the car and make that your horn.
Well, they have some sort of like boombox farting horn that is in there.
You can load that. You can download it.
You can go to YouTube and see if you can find it. They're pretty outrageous.
Dude, you can put any sound into your Tesla and make it the horn.
That's a problem.
Like Ted, our program director, he's got a Tesla.
Right.
And when he hits his horn,
that's
his horn.
Well.
So if you cut him off.
Well.
You're going to hear that.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, and by the way, Wendy Williams, who is still out, by the way, they said that Wendy Williams might not return to her show until like May or something now.
Does she drive a Tesla too?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Yeah, I mean, it's well out there. Just because Wendy and well both start with W's. That's a stretch.
Yeah, so Wendy Williams, this is her Tesla horn.
Yeah, that's
way to bring it
out of the way.
Out of the way. Yeah. Oh, he just cut me off.
There's all kinds of compilations of people doing their different horns that are pretty funny.
By the way, Wendy Williams.
It's a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
She was talking on a show like last year, and she did a... That was a combo right there. That was front and back. Live on TV.
Okay.
That's a combo.
Did they have a mic on her butt? That's what it sounds like. It does.
Oh, that might be the greatest thing in the history of talk shows.
MJ,
yes,
I legitimately want to go get a Tesla right now just so I could put a fart on my horn. There's a hysterical video of people just sitting in parking lots, farting at people, dropping off their groceries.
I want to hear what it sounds
like.
Can we
play the audio?
I don't know. I mean, it's all YouTube stuff. I can't preview it.
Hey, do me a favor. Coop, preview it and make sure that it's safe to play on the air, and we'll play it in a second.
I mean, look how many videos
there are. I have not finished the Tesla story yet. So 53,822 cars recalled because they won't stop at stop signs. Teslas, you'll just run right through it. That's not cool. And then the other Tesla problem, drivers are reporting that they're just driving at speed. They're on the interstate when suddenly the Tesla decides to just lock them up.
All right, this isn't good.
Just hits the brakes. So there are multiple reports that Teslas are unexpectedly slamming on their brakes, that the Tesla has some kind of a phantom hazard. So the Tesla sensors and computer thinks that something is suddenly an obstacle, and you're just driving along 45, 55, 65 miles an hour, and the Tesla just slams on the brakes. Can you imagine? You're on I-75. You're passing, you know, Brandon, you're heading south, you're going to have a, you know, great lunch with a friend of yours down in Venice, and, you know, you're doing 80 miles an hour, 76 miles an hour, and suddenly your Tesla just slams on the brakes in the left lane on I-75?
Terrifying.
I mean, what level of debris activates the braking feature?
Apparently it's nothing. It's
a malfunction.
It's a air. Yeah, apparently the Tesla system somehow is seeing a phantom group of nuns crossing the road in single file.
Oh, no, don't hit them.
And then the Tesla just slams on the brakes.
Some of those expensive cars have, like, the lane fixing. Like, if you veer off the lane, it fixes it for you. Maybe it's something like that.
A lot of cars have that. But Teslas are just slamming on the brakes. Imagine hazards such as oncoming traffic on two-lane roads, So owners apparently are terrified. There's been a whole surge of complaints to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And this is recent. This is only over the last 90 days where people are saying that they're driving and suddenly their Tesla just locks them up and slams on the brakes.
Well, think about like a road like that old road we used to drive on West Shore. It's like one lane and you get past really close by people. Like how close can you get until that thing thinks it's going to hit something?
What are you talking about? You mean this is a normal two-lane road?
Yeah, like, no, when you're going this way and they're going that way, you're just getting close.
That's called two-lane roads. Those exist, Froggy.
But if a Tesla recognizes this guy's got to hit you, and it hits the brakes?
That's what's going on.
That's what I'm saying.
So phantom hazards, the Teslas are just locking up the brakes.
Those things are dangerous, man, and everybody has them.
Yeah, I want one.
For the fart horn.
Can I be honest? I have no desire to own a Tesla.
I want the truck.
I will buy any car that can make a fart horn. that's my requirement.
I got to hear it first.
That's my requirement.
Coop, can we hear it?
Do you have the audio, Coop? Is it clean to play?
Yeah, I had to like skirt through some of the video.
So tell us what we have here.
All right, so this is two guys sitting in front of a, inside their Tesla, outside of a Dillard's. Okay. And people are walking by. So I'm going to put it up a little bit more higher.
All right, go ahead.
I think he just said that car just farted.
Well, I guess it's something we have to watch.
Yeah, it's more you have to see it type of deal.
Okay, so this is something I want to experience. If anybody would like to invite me to hang out with them in their Tesla and their fart horn, we can just sit in a parking lot all day and entertain
There's
ourselves.
A couple in the building here.
But they don't have fart horns, and I wouldn't want to spend any time with those people.
Such a jerk.
I mean, who would be entertained by just sitting in a parking lot while people are going by pushing your Tesla fart horn?
This guy.
I mean, me.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody.
Me too. And the list.
I'll tell you what I'm doing all day today, watching fart videos on YouTube.
I have no desire to own a Tesla. Nothing. And there are a bunch of them in my neighborhood. My dad is going to be 80 this year, and my dad just bought a Model S. I think with the ridiculous package or whatever they call it.
The plaid package?
I don't know. The one that, like, my dad is going to be 80 in October. My dad needs a Model S Tesla. And then he had two accidents last weekend in the car.
How many accidents has he had in that thing? And aren't you supposed to not get in accidents with that thing? How about his hits the brakes once in a while?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Seriously, my dad, brand new Tesla, and last weekend, he had two accidents.
Oh, my gosh. In one weekend.
Dad's car goes 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, 200 miles an hour top speed, and he's driving it.
Yeah, my 80-year-old dad needs this car. Like, yeah, he needs a hole in his head.
Mm. Todd, I'm getting a hole in my head. I need one.
Moving on to Tom Brady. New York Post had a nice aerial shot, a recent shot. So late last night, New York Post hits with a story. Tom Brady shuns Boston return, will instead retire at Dream Miami Mansion, which, of course, we knew this. You know, when Tom Brady retired, and I said, hey, folks, anyone that thinks that Tom Brady is going to stay here in the Tampa Bay area, you're delusional. They're gone. Giselle and Tom are gone. I don't even know if they'll ever come back. Well, maybe if they have a ceremony, you know, at Ray J and they invite him, he'll be.
Sure, they made some friends, right? Maybe the neighbors.
Listen, they're cosmopolitan types, and Giselle.
How do you know? They could be down to earth.
Come on, Giselle is a supermodel from Brazil, and come on. They want to be in South Beach and Miami. That whole scene is where they want to go. But anyway, hold on to the thought, Roxanne. Okay. But the New York Post last night, they ran a brand new aerial shot of the $17 million piece of property that Giselle and Tom bought on that Millionaire's Island or Billionaire's Bunker, whatever they call it. What's the name of that thing again, Rox?
Indian Creek.
Yeah, Indian Creek. So the New York Post had a brand new aerial shot. I don't know whether it was a drone or a helicopter, and they're already building the house. So it looks like there are multiple buildings. It looks like they're building a compound. Like with multiple buildings.
Was it that picture?
No.
Maybe they're building a house for Gronk.
No. So it's not. It is like a brand new picture, and you can see it's already out of the ground. So that's where they're going.
You know what I thought was interesting, too? We were going through that list of all the people who live on, like the stars who live on that Indian Creek neighborhood.
Indian Creek Island, also yes. known as Billionaire's Bunker.
Right.
In fact, that's where Thurston Howell and Lovey lived, I believe.
Is it?
You know, until that three-hour tour went all awry. Yeah, because you know what happened there, Fester? Did you hear the story?
Was it a story?
The weather started getting rough.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yes.
And the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage, Fester, of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost.
See, that's problem number one, getting on a boat called the minnow.
Not getting on a boat called the minnow?
Get on a bigger boat, man.
I want the whale.
You don't hear the whale sinking.
Anything else, Rox?
Yeah, I was just going to say, my theory is Adriana Lima also lives on that island, and then she is a Brazilian supermodel, so I bet that's like Giselle's best friend. So she probably wants to live next to her best friend.
Besties. We could do Brazilian stuff.
Like waxes?
Isn't that a good theory?
Yeah.
Don't you want to give her credit for her theory?
They're out of here. All right. So if they spent $17 million for the land, how much are they spending for the house? Because isn't there a ratio? Isn't there a so-called ratio of...
It's going to be so expensive. 30.
The property's so disproportionately expensive, it's going to be hard to meet a ratio on that.
Hold on a sec. I know a builder. Yeah. I want to call. There's a builder dude that's building all over. Do you care about this or no?
No. They bought the most expensive piece of property possible. I don't care what a ratio is to the building. So are they going to build a $30 million house instead of a $28 million house?
Is it an island or is it on a peninsula?
No, it's an island.
So you have to take a boat to get to the thing?
Yeah, how do they, Rox, do you know, do they have to take a boat to get there, or is there a little bridge?
There's a bridge.
Oh, there is.
It's a bridge.
So there's a bridge and a causeway?
Yeah. Take a boat? What am I thinking? I'm stupid.
I'm sorry, I can't go to my $30 million mansion until the ferry comes to pick us up.
I'm trying to get answers to these questions right now that you're firing.
Let Rox work on it.
All right, so also, speaking of the Buccaneers, the general manager of the Bucs, Jason Light, apparently is going to give Rob Gronkowski a little time to think things over.
Yeah, you give him all the time in the world there, Jason.
Yeah, we could play the Meatloaf song here. Hey, think it over, you know.
I'm going to sleep on it.
Yeah.
Well, you can hold him over a barrel with this one.
Exactly.
Especially after Tommy leaving.
Yeah, the Buccaneers general manager is giving Gronkowski a little bit of space, giving him some time to decide.
There you go. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it. I'll get one else when I'm on it.
So the Bucks are not expecting a fast answer from Gronk on whether he's going to stay. You know, with Brady gone, listen, if the Bucks didn't Gronk make like, was it $8 million a year? I mean, Gronk is still young.
Okay.
So if let's say the Bucks, because the Bucks need to retain hot talent, so Gronk could probably, eke even more millions out of the Bucks to stay on for another season or two. Why not? I mean, guy still seems pretty strong and healthy, right?
He's had a hard career. He's taken a lot of hits.
Oh, he has.
He legit retired one time already, and he was done.
He did. Listen, I'm concerned about CTE with the guy. He seems like a really nice guy.
I think he had CTE like when he was born.
He was born with CTE.
He's got a personality that's very, gullible seeming. Or
he doesn't
silly.
Know he is.
No. Hold on. Are you calling Gronk gullible?
That was the wrong word. Silly. Silly. In a cool way.
He's like... has a bunch of businesses with his brothers. He's like a highly successful businessman.
And there
puts
is
off that vibe.
There's an update also with Tom Brady snubbing the Patriots. Remember in the big retirement announcement, that whole multi-page retirement thing that we read on the air when the news broke on Tuesday. There was a report that came out yesterday that Robert Kraft threw a temper tantrum, the owner of the Patriots. That he, I think, got down. He was pounding his arms and legs like a three-year-old temper tantrum. No, seriously, Robert Kraft apparently was furious that Tom Brady did not mention the Patriots in his retirement.
He was so mad, the masseuse had to say, Mr. Kraft, please, stay still. Please, just lay there, Mr. Kraft.
Is that how she sounded?
Are you not happy with the ending, Mr. Kraft?
Yeah, it's politically correct times, Froggy. Yes, that's exactly how she sounded.
What?
Yes.
Dump what?
I can't believe it.
What? Are you not... you want me to dump that?
I just don't even know. I just don't even know what to say anymore.
By the way, I just got a text from a friend of mine. Ari, who's a friend of mine, has a Tesla and says, Phantom braking happened to me a few times.
Dude, that's not cool.
Yeah. So if you just tuned in, we did a story about Tesla, two problems. So Tesla's assisting driving feature. So Teslas are running through stop signs. And then another problem is some Teslas are just slamming on the brakes. You're driving 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, and the Tesla just slams on the brakes. Doesn't matter where you are, what's behind you.
That's even without the self-driving mode. That's the crash avoidance feature that's doing that.
Just slams on the brakes, and my buddy Ari says, yep, phantom braking. Happened to me a few times.
I would love to jam my brakes on the interstate and hit my fart horn at the same time.
Is that what you want? Yeah. Hey, Fester, did you hear about the news with Frontier Airlines?
I did not.
Frontier Airlines, new policy going into effect. Also, Froggy, you are such a slacker. I had this story 2 days ago, and I was waiting to see how long it would take for you to bring it to me. Froggy,
at least I sent it to you.
Froggy sends me the story early this morning. This is 2 days old.
I need proof that you had it 2 days ago.
I've got the prints out. I have the printouts right here with the date on them. You can see on the bottom of the page when I printed them out.
What?
All right, so what story did Froggy think that he was being like a big shot with content that I had 2 days ago? And this was a test. This was only a test.
I failed?
To see if Froggy would have this piece of content for the show, and he's 2 days late. What is it? We'll tell you next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. Also, my doctor yesterday with another recommendation. Actually, I saw it, and he said, yeah, that'd be a good idea. So something I saw in my doctor's office that I think I'm going to get for right here in the studio, and hopefully it doesn't drive you guys nuts. Hang on. I'll reveal it in just a minute here on the MJ Morning Show Q105. It is 9 o'clock exactly here on a Wednesday. Two things I just teased. Let me get these out of the way. Froggy, you were the subject of a test.
Oh, I love tests.
Was a test. This was only a test. And you failed. You totally, don't play any noises. I had an idiot. That bonehead Bobby Bones got fined $1 million for that.
What did he do?
All right, so
he used it in a crank call or something.
No, they did.
Like breaking news.
They did a prank.
They did some kind of a bit years ago, and they played the emergency tones. And you can't.
Oh my God! Well, you can't do that.
You cannot do that. Although the other day you started to, and I dumped you.
That was an accident.
Seriously, that Bobby Bonehead, seriously, $1 million fine. He must have pictures of somebody at iHeart because,
$1 million fine? He just put out a children's book. Well, doesn't he have kids?
But here's the deal. Anybody else would have been fired. $1 million fine?
Bobby Bone probably brings in $1 million a minute.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, so, Froggy, you are the subject of an MJ Morning Show test.
Yes.
And you failed miserably.
I don't believe this was a test.
Froggy sends me a story early this morning about a kid down in Miami who was magnet fishing with his grandpa.
First let me say how early I was in the magnet fishing phenomenon.
That's true, but you were not early in giving me the story because I have this story for days. And then, were you challenging me a couple of minutes ago? Were you challenging me?
Yeah, because I don't believe you.
How do I know you have this story for days? Well, I'll tell you what. Roxanne, I'm going to hand you this story.
You could easily have printed it out.
Well,
you probably have a time machine.
The date of the story is on the story. But if you look at the bottom of the page, it tells you the date and the time that I printed it out. Roxanne, can you please independently verify this like Emilio Torre on the new Treasure Hunt with Jeff Edwards?
Oh, my God.
This was printed out Actually, this is kind of crazy. It was printed out February 1st, 2021. Oh. At 2:55 p.m.
What?
Wait a second. Hold on.
You have your printer calibrated off by a year?
Hold on. Wait a second. No. Hang on a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hang on a minute.
You're a year late and you're giving me crap?
No. You're looking at the wrong. I print on both sides.
Give it to me. I'll tell you.
Hold on. Just
tell
me. No. The story on the other side was 7/2/2021.
Let me see.
No. Look at this side. This is the story.
We trust you.
I need to see it for verification.
I want you to know. What does it say? When did I print the story out?
Okay, you did print it out 2:55 p.m. a couple days ago.
What?
What's the freaking day? Let me see it.
Just read it. It's February 1st, 2022 is when I printed this out.
I don't see anything.
Oh, Froggy's ripping it. Froggy just...
Where's the date? This could be old.
Froggy just ripped it off and ate it.
This could be...
This could be old. Give me the story.
Now there's spitballs.
Right, so Froggy...
I can't believe you're going to touch that.
He literally, at the bottom of my stories, my printer, it puts a date. So, 2022, 9:51 p.m.
I don't believe you.
This one was from yesterday. I printed this out last night. So this story, which Froggy just ate the timestamp on the bottom, I printed it out on Tuesday. So I've had this story for 2 days. Froggy brings it to me today. And since this story is such an interest, this type of stuff is such an interest to Froggy, I wanted to test him to see how long or if he even found the story.
Somebody sent it to me.
But 2 days late, and the story is Florida boy reels in 50 caliber Barrett sniper rifles while fishing.
Yeah, not just one.
Two.
Two of them.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Listen to this. This happened in South Miami-Dade. Young boy and his grandfather were fishing along a canal.
Magnet fishing.
And they reeled in two Barrett 50 caliber sniper rifles. These are the kind of things that like our Marine or Army snipers are using in Afghanistan to take like Taliban out in a little cave like 2 miles away.
Like, I don't know anything about guns. Are those pretty expensive?
A Barrett 50 cal, somewhere about 10 grand.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's an expensive piece. And these are nasty. The bullets are the size of a banana. I mean, these bullets are massive.
And in Miami?
So, listen to this.
Interesting.
Dwayne Smith was shocked when his grandson, Alan, pulled up two 50 caliber Barrett sniper rifles while magnet fishing. Smith and Caldwalder, that's the grandson's last name, they went out magnet fishing with magnet rods after viewing a YouTube video on it.
Yeah, there you go.
So a lot of folks are doing this, where you find waterways and canals, especially over where a bridge runs over it.
Yes.
And because people throw stuff over, and people are just dropping these magnets into the water to see what the hell they'll pull up.
They just drag the magnet, right, Frog?
I mean, sometimes.
Just drag it, yeah.
I mean, sometimes. Have you pulled up a public shopping cart yet?
I found a public shopping cart from like the 70s.
Really?
And I found a weapon one time.
That's right. Froggy and his friend, they pulled up a handgun right underneath the Dunedin Causeway, right?
With the number scratched out on it.
It's probably used in a robbery somewhere.
What do you think these were used for? I heard, in the story, it says these were in plastic bags.
This is crazy.
They're like in shrink wrap.
Somebody chucked.
Oh, really?
Somebody threw these Barrett. I believe they were the lowers. I don't think the uppers were on there. I think it was the lower receiver for the Barrett. So the upper was not there, but the lower was. And they
looked investigation?
Like... They called the cops, obviously. Now, the grandfather formerly served with the U.S. Army Infantry, and he was interested in firearms, and the serial numbers are low. I guess he said that he was interested in the firearms lower receivers where the serial numbers were located, and he called the police. He said, whoever did this is not your run-of-the-mill criminal. It looked like it was something that someone would want to come back for.
What?
So, yeah, it's almost like somebody had
stashed them
in the water, and they were going to come back for them.
And that's why they were wrapped in the shrink wrap plastic.
Yeah. So the guns were being processed at a local forensics lab down in Miami-Dade. And
this is crazy.
It's a nutty story.
All kinds of criminals. Think about if you've ever dumped a gun, you must be freaking out every day that you're going to be, it's going to be found by some little kid with a magnet.
Well, now, because people are, magnet fishing is becoming like this huge hobby.
It's one of my favorites.
So if you think you ditched something metal and you, like, let's say you killed your wife or something, you threw the murder weapon away and that could come back to bite you 25 years later because, you know, some 8-year-old's magnet fishing with a grandpop.
I mean, there's been people who have found swords, butcher knives. I found some pretty cool knives. One gun.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Meddling magnets.
Meddling fraud and froggy. So
that's pretty scary, man.
It's pretty nutty. The Barrett, those are serious weapons. Barrett 50 cals.
Those belong to a couple cocaine cowboys,
right,
I think.
So, tell you right now that if you're at a range with one of those, all you want to do is fire like 1, 2, 3 shots tops and you're about done.
Why is that?
Because of the concussion.
What?
You'll concuss yourself with that thing?
It's the concussion of the weapon and the blowback, and it's caused like detached retinas, this gun. This is a crazy gun, the Barrett 50 cal.
Oh, because it pops back and hits you in the eye?
Also, I believe that it had to be modified originally because it was giving some of our U.S. military like headaches, and it was rattling them. But no, this is a pretty heavy duty weapon. All right, so Fester,
yes,
you going to be traveling Frontier Airlines anytime soon?
It's not on my list of airlines that I frequent. Or ever have been on?
Well, starting April 1st, no passenger can weigh more than 250 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that a joke?
It is. I said April 1st. Oh, okay. No. That's
That was just very suspicious. I heard April 1st, and I thought, okay.
I didn't even think of it.
But there is a weight thing. So I'm lying about that. That was just a joke. But seriously, Frontier Airlines yesterday announced that your bag, if you're going to check it, better lose 10 pounds. So you know what the weight limit has been on luggage on usually all the airlines. When you check a bag, at least domestically, what has the weight limit been for most major U.S. airlines?
50 pounds, right?
You are correct.
Right.
Now, Roxanne, I would imagine that you're probably a ridiculous overpacker.
I am a ridiculous overpacker. You know, the last luggage trip I talked about, I had the game Operation in my bag, packed in my gas bag for the kids.
With the wires.
And they searched it because it looked like a bomb.
It did. So what is the worst? When you've checked the bag, how many times have you been like over where they say, ma'am, this is too heavy, or, you know, you're going to have to take some things out? Haven't you seen the people like at the checkout, people at the check-in line at the airport? Haven't you seen the people where they have their luggage open on the floor and they're moving stuff around?
Oh, that's been me before.
You got to take 8 pounds out of this one because it's too heavy and move it into this one. When you see people with their luggage open, that's exactly what's going on.
Just unprepared.
All right. Here's the deal. Festa, why are you on the Allegiant website?
Because Allegiant Airline already has a 40-pound rule. And I think these discount carriers, which Frontier is a part of.
Frontier is now an ultra-low-cost carrier. And that's the deal. Frontier is going to reduce the weight you're allowed to have in your check-in luggage without paying like an overage. So previously, Frontier allowed you to check a bag that was 50 pounds. So Frontier is now lowering it to 40 pounds. So extra bag fees will kick in at 41 pounds instead of 51 pounds.
Yeah, my family's flown Allegiant a couple of times.
Yeah, this is a nickel and dime deal here, folks.
Yeah, but you know what you're getting. There's no secrets here. And
like, what's the yellow one? Spirit.
I just flew Spirit, remember?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You have to pay for everything that you take. You have to pay for your purse, basically.
But that's the rule. You know this going in.
I mean, you don't really have to pay
for your
purse.
What's worse is when you book somebody like Delta or United and you know they have baggage fees and then they start doubling and tripling the fee for every extra bag.
Yeah, but if you get a $77 seat on Spirit from, let's say, Tampa to Detroit or wherever, but then you start adding all the other fees, you probably start getting close to, if you bought a ticket on Delta, you know,
it's a wash. It's almost a wash.
A premium airline. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I once remember the CEO of Spirit. This is probably 10 years ago, and I don't think he's the CEO anymore. He said, essentially, I'm going to paraphrase him, but this is essentially what he said. He's like, we could piss off our customers. We can do whatever the hell we want to our flyers, but our prices are so low, where else are they going to go? I mean, he essentially said that, that our prices are low, and we can do whatever we want to our customers, and they're still going to become come crawling back.
This is Pam. She's on the line. She just flew Frontier.
Oh, yeah?
She went to Cancun or something, and she has a story about the luggage.
Okay. All right. Hey, Pam, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, back.
Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Have you back.
Hey, so when did you find out that we were back?
Well, actually, this is the first time I'm hearing your show because I'm new to Florida, but I'm glad you're back because if you were great the first time, you're even better the second time.
Oh, so how did you know we were back?
Just by listening to the radio.
Oh, so you heard us.
You say it all the time.
Do I say it? Yes, I do. All right, so, well, thank you for listening. So where do you come from if you're new to Florida?
Virginia, Richmond.
Ah, the Richmond area, near Midlothian or
lovely.
What?
Near Innsbruck. We lived in Glen Allen.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely. I got a bunch of friends. I actually have friends in Glen Allen. All right, so go ahead and tell me your Frontier story.
So we got an all-inclusive vacation to go to Cancun, and when we got to the airport here in, we flew out of Orlando to get a direct flight on Frontier.
Yep.
And we get to the airport, and the travel agent didn't tell us that we had to pay for our carry-ons. So we had to pay about $211 for our carry-ons plus our check-in.
That is ridiculous. And so it would have been cheaper to fly like a real airline. Well, listen, they are a real airline, but I'm talking about one of the premium airlines.
You're one of the better airlines, exactly. So on the way back, you know, of course, we bought some souvenirs. We had some things that the hotel gave us and stuff. So our check-in bag was 4 pounds over. They wanted to charge us $75 for 4 pounds.
Jeez, yeah. That's insane.
They nickel and dime you to death. And not only that, but they don't give you free water and anything anymore on the airline. $3.50 for a small bottle of water.
You can't even get a water? No. They charge you $3.50 for water?
Same with Spirit.
Yeah.
You know the deal getting onto it, Pam. Yeah. It sounds like shoddy.
No, we didn't.
Sounds like shoddy research.
On airlines that I've flown, they give you free water and coffee, but if you want to upgrade like soda and alcoholic beverages, you pay. But for the water,
well, on the regular airlines like United and Delta and American and Southwest, they're not charging you for water. They're not charging you for soft drinks either. You know, they'll charge you for a beer or for a little liquor bottle, but the soft drinks and the water are free. But I didn't know that they charged you $3.50 for water on Frontier.
Yeah. For every bottle of water you buy, you're buying them a case of water.
Essentially, yeah. That's right. You get a whole case of Zephyrhills for like $4.88, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Should have jammed some bottles of water on your carry-on, lady.
So just even what, they charge you to carry on your purse?
Yes. I had to pay for my purse, my carry-on luggage. My husband carried on his CPAP bag. And a carry-on, and we had to pay for all four pieces.
Well, CPAP is kind of a nuisance.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's medically necessary. So,
much needed.
Yeah, I mean, it's medically necessary. So, all right, hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to the show.
Well, thank you, and you guys rock.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
We do rock.
Rock on.
Hey, everyone, spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105.
And we rock.
It's me, MJ, and Fester, and Froggy, and Roxanne, and Coop, our producer. So spread the word. The MJ Morning Show is back 6 to 10 a.m. right here on 104.7 FM, WRBQ FM, Tampa Bay, Q105. So, yeah, let everyone know. Listen, there's still people that don't know that we're back. So let everyone know we're back. So Frontier, new bag fees are going to kick in, and it'll happen effective March 1st. So tickets that were purchased on or after January 18th, so clearly we're in that window right now, and then March 1st, the extra bag fees and the lowering of 50 pounds as the maximum checked weight with no fee or additional fee. Listen, you're paying to check the bag, but it's the overweight fee whereas you're going to get an extra fee if your bag is over 40 pounds now instead of over 50 pounds. So figure out where to lose those 10 pounds. Fester, where are you going to lose those 10 pounds?
Mostly my underwear area. I'm only going to bring one pair for the whole trip.
All right, guys, is this going to annoy you? So I did my physical yesterday. I went to Dr. L, and when I did the consult, when he went over all my blood work, Dr. L is in his office. And he was asking me, hey, when you do the radio show, are you sitting down all day? And I said, hey, funny you asked that. And I said, no, I stand up. Now, Roxanne and Fester, Froggy, you guys.
We chill.
You guys are sitting down.
Mm-hmm. I've been standing up a little more lately.
No, you haven't.
What are you talking about?
A little bit more.
You're not a stand-up guy.
I'm a leaner.
Yeah. So he asked me, what do you do? And I said, morning show, I stand up. Have you seen me sit down at all?
No. I've seen you sit down one time, and I was super uncomfortable. Because I've never seen you sit down.
When did I sit
down? Not on the air, but it was like after the show. You're on your computer. And I was like, man, I've never seen MJ sit down. I didn't know he was capable of doing that.
You used to do the show sitting down the whole time.
You know what? The old MJ morning show, I think I used to sit down.
Because your little feet would dangle, and it was funny.
You used to make fun of your dangly feet.
Stop.
Sitting there in your seat with your dangling feet. Yes, where do you hide your horns?
Remember my big hit.
That was a whole line.
By the way, if you go to Greg's page, you can probably find that and play it in the next segment.
You got little dangly feet.
Where do you hide your horns?
I'm doing my consult. We're going over the blood work, and we're sitting down, actually. But my doctor says, hey, you stand or sit? And I said, I stand up the entire show. I don't sit down.
Oh, he just went to pee.
Then he gets up and he says, yeah, I do the same thing. So he walks over to his desk, and then he uses he's got the desk lifter upper where he has his laptop on that accordion. You know, you've seen those, the stand-up desks where you can lower them. So he raises it, right? I said, all right, cool. I've seen this, obviously. But it's the next thing. Guess what he has under his feet when he stands up?
A treadmill.
No. Close. He's got a rocker board. So guys, I think I'm gonna do that. Now
how are your push-ups doing?
Those are great. Look at my arms. Look at these guns. All right. So
I don't see anything.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get a rocker board and I stand on the rocker board and it's like a Weeble's wobble and you kind of bounce back and forth on the rocker board.
You're gonna bust your ass
so
in here.
I'm standing, which is a good thing. But this now gets you to shift weight from left to right. Now, hey, Coop, is that going to be annoying, you think, on MJTV if I'm kind of rocking left and right?
It might be a little distracting.
So have you seen those boards? It's like a curved little...
Yeah, it's a little moon, upside down moon.
Yeah. And it just
rocks.
You put it on the floor, and then I stand on it, and then
I've seen those before.
I rock back and forth, which is going to also add to my...
Your butt will
projection.
Look good.
Yeah.
It's going to add to my kind of exercise and movement during the show.
And your the way you talk, too.
You're huffing and puffing.
Welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Just doing my rocking.
I'm not going to be huffing and puffing. All right, when we get back, final chunk of MJ here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. In minutes, did you hear about the whole masked singer debacle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The masked singer, which is on Fox. Masked singer debacle coming up. Also, what else do I? I got a whole pile of stuff. Oh, Simon Cowell making a pledge now.
No more bicycles.
And I got a bunch of other stuff. All right, we'll get to it all. Hang on. Loaded next. Final chunk of the show next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ with Roxanne and Fester and Froggy. And Froggy brought up a few minutes ago the old song that he did called Where Do You Hide Your Horns? And Yuck, 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 Ha Ha. It was a song about me and Froggy insinuating that I'm the devil. And he wanted to know, where do I hide my devil horns?
I mean, you could have been the devil's son. I mean, he didn't say you were the devil himself. He didn't say you were the Dark Lord. So I don't know if you were the devil.
Anyway, Froggy did a song, and this is actually a clip, Froggy. This is the live performance. Is that it? This is the live performance. This is like a parking lot version of Where Do You Hide Your Horns, where we did a concert series.
Oh, when I'm wearing the dog attack suit?
Was that when you were doing? Is that what you did?
I think so. I got attacked by military dogs. No. You don't have to play that. I'll do a live performance tomorrow of it.
Oh, you're going to do a live one? Well, here's a little sample.
This song's about MJ. It's called Where Do You Hide Your Horns?
Here come the dangling feet.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not going to play the whole thing.
Sit in your high seat with your dangling feet. Nobody's ever right. Always put up a fight, yeah.
Oh, maybe this is when I was top of the car. This is before the flame, maybe.
Why is everything such a big deal? It's out of control and I'm being for real.
And that's some great guitar playing, Froggy.
Your eyes are scared.
We'll see you do it.
Especially when you do the death stare.
All right, here comes the hook.
I think my guitar's a little out of tune.
I think so.
I think I put it through the window.
All right, so where's the hook?
Everyone's always wrong.
It's a, takes a long time
where
to get
the, where the hell's the hook?
It's there.
Right here.
Is this it? Where do you hide your horns?
I'll do that live on the show sometime. It would be a better version.
So like a reunion tour with your band?
Oh, yeah. We're back together.
Oh, the band's back together?
Yeah.
All right. Rox got a text. Listen to this.
I got a text. A friend of mine says, I can confirm phantom braking in the Teslas. Had it happen on the Howard Franklin doing 70. So the full auto driving has a long way to go. It brakes randomly at the worst times.
This is horrible
my
news.
God, listen, I got a text from my friend, Ari. Ari has, I think, a Model S, and he said that he was driving as well. He said he can attest to it that he was driving his Tesla, and suddenly the Tesla just locked the brakes up while he was driving.
This guy says they do it at intersections when the light's green.
But that, you're going to get rear-ended. Can you imagine your friends on the Howard Franklin doing, what, 70?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly the Tesla slams on the brakes?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'm driving home. I'm all happy. We just did a great MJ morning show. I'm driving home.
Wait, I see a trend here. If he thinks that red is green and green is, or the Tesla, thinks that red is green and green is red, yeah. Are the Teslas colorblind?
I can relate.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm thinking of that creepy little mechanic doll in that Squid Game show with the red light, green light.
Yep.
I just got a text from our friend Lamont. He drives a 1996 Chrysler New Yorker.
Lamont.
He said, that's never happened to him.
Lamont, I'm having a big one, Lamont.
Yeah, never happened in your car.
Never happened in my Lincoln. My Lincoln will never phantom brake.
And if you missed the story earlier today, we had two Tesla stories. Recall on like 54,000 Teslas or something because the Teslas in the assistant driving mode are running through stop signs. The Teslas are not stopping at stop signs. So you got two things going. And then the second was some Teslas are just braking all by themselves while you're driving 70 miles an hour on the interstate. Just slams on the brakes. That's great for the big old, you know, Shell tanker truck behind you with 8,500 gallons of gasoline inside. All right. Are you ready for the Masked Singer shocker?
I've never watched a full episode of The Masked Singer.
Either have I.
Either.
I've seen bits and pieces, and I'm like, oh, God, I've had enough of this.
Aren't the costumes, like, outrageous?
Yeah, they are. They're ridiculous-looking costumes.
And they can only use them one time, so now there's, like, a backlog of all these really, really ornate costumes that they're trying to sell for all these
Let's buy one, MJ.
Listen to this nutso story. Apparently, they were taping the new season of The Masked Singer for Fox. And one of the masked singers apparently was revealed and it was Rudy Giuliani.
What?
Yeah, it was Rudy Giuliani. And listen, folks, I don't do politics on this show. This is a fun, entertaining show, lifestyle show. We do fun, we do sad, we do a little bit of everything, but I don't do the politics thing. So obviously, Rudy Giuliani is a polarizing figure because of the Trump situation, and it's very polarized. Some people love him, some people don't like. So you know the deal.
No, he's polarizing because of his feature in the Borat movie.
Yeah,
but where he's like trying to undo his pants. But Giuliani, listen, whatever side of the aisle you're on, if you watch Rudy Giuliani, something happened to him. He went like off the road. I mean, it's almost like he's a self-driving Tesla that is having a software glitch. No, seriously, something's happened to Rudy Giuliani. There's something wrong. Something snapped inside. Remember, did you see the picture where like his hair coloring was dripping down his face?
Yeah.
Giuliani?
His dye.
Yeah. Well, the deal is that Giuliani apparently was one of the mystery celebrities on The Masked Singer. And this hasn't aired yet. This was during the taping process, because those shows are taped, you know, months in advance in many cases. So apparently, Giuliani being polarizing, the judges revolted. So as Giuliani apparently was revealed at a taping last week, it was going to be the first episode of the upcoming season of The Masked Singer on Fox. And Rudy was the first contestant eliminated. And as soon as the mask came off, it was Rudy Giuliani inside, and Robin Thicke and Ken Jeong, they flipped out. And they stormed off the set in the middle of the taping of The Masked Singer.
Like a political thing?
Yeah, making a statement.
Meaning that, obviously, they don't like Giuliani. They're probably not Trump fans is what I'm thinking here.
Who likes them?
They ran off the set. They stormed out.
Is there audio of this or video?
No.
Oh.
Apparently, this went down at a taping last week. Again, first episode of the new season of The Masked Singer.
So are they going to keep Rudy on the first episode? I'd love to see him flip out.
What's going
to
happen? Are they going to show the judges storming out?
Yeah.
So Deadline Hollywood first reported the story that the judges were pissed. They walked off in protest. And, of course, again, Giuliani politically is polarizing. And these two judges, you know, Ken Jeong, you know, he's the dude that was in the Hangover. He's the Asian dude.
Yeah.
In fact, doesn't
he's a doctor. He has a TV show. Yeah. Wasn't he a real doctor?
He was a real doctor.
He was a real doctor that decided not to practice anymore when he got into acting.
It's crazy.
So Ken Jeong, he stormed off. Also, doesn't he say that I'm that Asian guy with the face you recognize? Is that one of his things?
I don't know.
You know, for as big a Kim Jong or
Ken Jeong.
His name's not Kim Jong-un.
It's not Kim Jong-un, Fester.
For as big as a Ken Jeong fan that I am,
yeah.
I really don't know that much about
him. I like the guy. I find the guy pretty likable.
He's funny. Know,
as far as his character.
He did cool. Internal medicine.
You know what this means about Rudy Giuliani?
What?
If he was the first kicked off of Masked Singer, that means he's a horrible singer, by the way.
Well, no crap.
Yeah, and I also have a question.
Would you expect Rudy Giuliani to be a good singer?
Maybe he's got some pipes that we don't know about. Yes. I don't know.
I got to hear it.
Well, his behavior, he's smoking some pipes that we might not know about. Yeah, go ahead.
But I also heard a rumor about how they filmed The Masked Singer because they want to keep everything confidential, that the audience reactions are actually fake. They're not actually watching people get unmasked.
Oh, so the audience is not there during the revelation because those audience members could leak it out.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy in the hamburger outfit is,
so that's how they
is
do it.
Alex Trebek. Oh, that's
Hamburglar?
That's not a good one. You know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, right. Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin.
So their faces are authentic. They're just making, like, shock factor faces.
Right, but what the revelations are not happening with the studio audience.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they when they do the shocked reaction, that's taped after the fact. So essentially, it's like, okay, I need a shocked face in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh! Whoa!
And then
Alec Baldwin's the Hamburglar.
They just cut it in.
Wait, that was actually really good. That looked really good on MJTV. You guys should be in the studio audience.
We're trained monkeys in here.
Yeah. So we'll find out what happens. Are they going to air that? Is that going to be cut? The two other judges, Jenny McCarthy and Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherzinger?
They stayed.
Okay.
We don't know what costume Giuliani was wearing. Also, we don't know what song that he was singing that got him axed.
Oh, God.
And the episode is supposedly going to air in March.
Okay, so now I'll watch one episode of The Masked Singer. You got me.
Well, the question is this going to air? I mean, well, I would imagine that they're all about drama and shock and surprise, that they'll probably air the episode and have the judges walking out.
Or do they talk to the judges and refilm the reactions and just try to piece together a show? Hey, guys, listen, we're paying you $4 million a year. You sit your asses down and you react.
$4 million a year?
Whatever they're paying.
I think they're going to go for the drama.
I think they'll go for the drama with the walk-off. I think they'll probably show it, is what I'm thinking.
Of course.
What else will we get out of here today? I'm just trying to prioritize. Oh, we got to get this. The FBI is selling a 27-ton FBI mobile command center truck. Did you see this? Fester.
Who can buy it? Anybody can buy it?
This is for sale.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Look at this, folks. I'm going to hold the image up to the MJ TV camera.
We do need a new morning show vehicle.
Oh, my. This would be awesome.
Let me see.
It's a 27-ton FBI command center vehicle that has been retired. It was a modified 2005 Freightliner Argosy.
Whoa.
All the sensitive equipment's been taken out, but man, this looks like a serious beast.
Buy it.
Oh, man, we ought to get this thing. I don't know. It's going to be up for auction.
I'm good for like 15 hundo.
Yeah, I don't see a price.
Look at all this bells and whistles on that thing.
Yeah, we got to get
all the satellites.
This would be an awesome new MJ Morning Show vehicle. Hey, grab the story, Coop, and put it up at MJMorningShow.com so our listeners can see it online at MJMorningShow.com. But Fester, make some inquiries. Find out when the auction's going to be. And it's got, satellite dishes. And this is amazing looking. We put the MJ Morning Show logo on this. Holy crap.
I bet you it sells for a lot less than you'd think.
You know what it looks like to me is like a meth cooker's dream. Doesn't it look like something Walt from Breaking Bad would just love? Which is ironic because...
All right. At this point, the top bid for the vehicle is $28,423.
How much?
What?
Yeah. Right now, the top bid, as of the writing of this story yesterday, the top bid was $28,423. But apparently, it does not meet the undisclosed reserve price.
It's up to 31 now.
Oh, it's at 31,000.
You're going to push it up by talking about it.
All right, Fester, go find the information. I think Coop might have it. We ought to...
Okay, we're priced out at 31.
No, we're not. You speak for yourself there.
You're going to buy it for as like the weekend family Vista Cruiser?
Damn right. All right, folks, we're done. This is the end of the Thursday broadcast. So, anything else, folks? Fester, Froggy, Roxanne, Coop, speak now, forever hold your peace.
Mercury goes direct tonight.
Oh, stop it.
What? Things are going to smooth over tomorrow.
Yeah, great. All right, folks, have a fantastic day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Website's loaded, MJMorningShow.com. We'll see you tomorrow for the Friday broadcast on Q105. It's the MJ Morning Show, and let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.